1450 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 12 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Bob Kerr at the White House. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says the latest intelligence points to a large-scale al-Qaeda attack in the U.S. before the November elections.
We lack precise knowledge about time, place, and method of attack, but along with the CIA, FBI, and other agencies, we are actively working to gain that knowledge.
Some terrorism experts say they don't know why Ridge would issue such a warning but not raise the national threat level. Ken Lay's attorney says his client is ready to go to trial and prove his innocence. The former Enron CEO was led away in handcuffs this morning in Houston, charged with lying about the company's finances. The Pentagon says a U.S. Marine who may have been held hostage in Iraq is now safe at the American Embassy in Beirut, Lebanon. Investigators trying now to figure out if he really was kidnapped. I'm Bob Kerr, NBC News Radio.
Hey guys, don't let the weather get the best of you. Fight back and protect the value of your home with Duration exterior coating from your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Unlike other exterior paints, Duration protects in one coat, and it's guaranteed for as long as you own your home. And now, buy 4 or more gallons of Duration exterior coating and get 50% off your choice of any Werner ladder. And make the job easier with our new line of paint sprayers and pressure washers, too. Ask how. Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
You've been waiting for a sign. It's the banner in your Lincoln Mercury dealer's window, inviting you in right now for the best deals of the year during the one and only clearance sales event at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in now for low financing or big cash back on top of your dealer's best model year-end price on every Lincoln and Mercury car, SUV, and minivan during the one and only clearance at your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Mostly sunny, 89 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Aurora police are asking for the public's help in solving a murder. I'll have that story in a moment. Let's check traffic first. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Two big traffic problems as we hit the main part of the lunch hour. One is northbound I-25 north of University Boulevard. It's an accident involving a school bus. They have to take the kids off of that school bus, put them on a second one. They also have to tow the first bus out of the way. So northbound I-25 is heavy from Bellevue on up toward University Boulevard. Nobody injured in that accident, though, we're happy to tell you. The other problem is outbound in the Boulder Turnpike at Church Ranch Boulevard. That is a rollover accident. Sounds like authorities are getting the upper hand on that one, but count on some slowing in there, and also count on seeing a lot of emergency equipment as well. OfficeLiquidators.com has the information. Visit OfficeLiquidators.com for the largest selection and lowest prices on new and used office furniture, plus money-saving coupons. Visit OfficeLiquidators.com or pay them a visit at 6th and Sims. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Aurora detectives are asking for your help in solving their fifth murder in 2 weeks. Police say they received an anonymous call late last night about gunshots at the Canterbury Apartments on East 4th Avenue. Aurora police spokesman Larry Martinez says when officers arrived, they found a man sitting in a Honda Civic shot in the chest.
The officer summoned medical help. The individual was transported to a local area hospital where he apparently died from the gunshot wound.
Aurora detectives are asking for anyone who may have seen anything relating to the shooting to contact police immediately. Martinez says while the apparent murder is the fifth in Aurora in the last 2 weeks, he says none of the shootings are related. This report brought to you by Verizon Wireless. A group of Fort Carson soldiers who recently got back from the Middle East will soon be shipping out again. Some 7,000 soldiers are facing redeployment over the next several months. The first troops will be leaving in about 3 months, and troops will continue shipping out into the beginning of next year. It's been learned that the woman accused of abandoning 7 dozen dogs had some previous problems with the law. Catherine Carriasso had a Weld County theft conviction several years ago and was cited for violations of zoning codes for having too many dogs in her kennels. In sports, Jason Jennings takes the mound tonight as the Colorado Rockies start a 4-game series in San Diego against the Padres. Series is the last outing for the Rocks before the All-Star break. Last night, the San Francisco Giants snapped the Rockies' winning streak with an 8-4 win over the Rocks. At Verizon Wireless, they never stop working for you. Verizon Wireless, call 1-800-256-4646, 1-800-256-4646. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 12:04.
Get your free AM 1150 KNRC coffee mug by going to our website, KNICRadio.com. KNICRadio.com. And then unlimited free refills at Sugar Beet Cafe with your mug. Just another way to say thanks for listening to AM 1150 KNIC.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
Stephanie DeLuca with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. We have some sun out there today. Isolated storms, though, thanks to a cold front and area of low pressure hanging around our region. High of 93. Later on tonight, partly cloudy, isolated storms, mostly clear overnight, down to 58. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, an isolated afternoon storm, 90. 85 with a slight chance of an afternoon storm for Saturday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Stephanie DeLuca on AM 1150, KNRC.
Mostly sunny at 89 now. KNRC News Time is 12:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150, KNRC.
From AM 1150, KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
12:07 here on AM 1150, KNRC. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is my final day with you today, or for this week, and probably in the near future. I don't think there are any other fill-in slots coming in soon that I'll be sliding into. T.R. Reid will be here tomorrow, and Enid shall return on Monday. I'm sure he'll be glad to get a respite from my endless blathering, at least for 3 hours a day. But I'm really glad that you joined me for lunch, and we've got a lot of things that are on the table. Some of the things that we'll talk about. We've got some information about George Michael that I want to get to here in just a second. Not so certain that Matt Drudge may be a homophobe. He might actually be anti-homosexual and be scared of them. And I'll tell you why, because there's something very interesting right now. In fact, go ahead and jump on the Drudge Report if you get a chance, because he may change it by the time we get around to this one. Tom Ridge made a rather unique announcement, and we'll have to talk about that a little bit. There's some information out there with Bush-Kerry polls that are out there, and a few other things. Ken Lay and the Enron indictment, about damn time, and hopefully we'll get to that one as well. All stuff that are on the table today, and would also like to, you know, take your thoughts and ideas. 303-382-1150. One of the things that I did notice is everybody always talks, oh, we never get any good news from Baghdad, never get any good news from Iraq. Hey, guess what I found out? There is some good news in Baghdad. The red lights are working. Yeah, the red lights, the yellow lights, and the green lights are now all working. Yeah, we finally now, after the handover, have the traffic signals up and running in Baghdad. Strangely enough, the traffic police officer, the guy's actually in charge of the traffic police, is quoted in one report saying that they noticed the change a few days ago, and all of a sudden, the drivers suddenly started listening to him. They were stopping when they were supposed to be stopping. They were turning when they should have been, and they were obeying the turn arrows. Said it was amazing. So I guess, you know, when we need the little victories, this is a positive. At least, you know, it's some semblance of life being put back in order. And this is, I think, a small step, but a step in the right direction. We still have only power on about 9 to 10 hours a day at most in Baghdad as we have right now. But these are little steps. They're little baby steps. And so we can do that. Now, the weird thing, though, is that as we take a step forward, there also is a step backwards. You've heard that there were all those reservists that were called up to duty last week, all those guys that didn't necessarily, you know, they completed their active duty and they still had a couple of years left on the contract they signed with Uncle Sam that they could be called back on. Well, among those 5,000 reservists, guess who was called up? Two trumpet players. One guy that plays the trombone, four people that play the clarinet, three saxophonists, an electric bass player, and a euphonium player. I have no idea what euphonium is. I've no idea. And it's, yeah, it's a partridge in a pear tree as well. The weird thing is that Representative Snyder and I think General Richard Cody, they were talking back and forth about this. And they were asking, are these really guys that we need? Do we have to go back and recall an electric bass player and put them back in? Isn't there a way we could let something like this slide a little bit? And evidently, General Richard Cody, the Army's Vice Chief of Staff, actually had to answer with a straight face because he said, the bands have been busy. They've been going to services and funerals. The bands are actually stretched pretty thin. So, yeah, that's one of the reasons they have to get the guys that are currently on the military band off duty because they've been doing so many funerals and services. So, one step forward, one step back. Kind of interesting. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. Hey, you know, let's go for a little self-indulgence. We'll do a little self-indulgence here. I see that George has called on a cell phone and says that I'm doing a good job filling in. And before the rest of you start throwing rocks at me, you might as well talk to George a little bit. George, how are you doing today?
Yeah, how you doing there,
Hey, not too bad.
Yeah, I just I told your screener that I wanted to say thank you for sitting in for Enid. I think you do a superb job. I think you're about the best at the station, with the possible exception of Enid.
Oh, thank
and
you.
And I don't know why you don't have a regular slot. Would you care to discuss that? Or
well,
that...
actually, we can discuss that, but I'm not sure the statute of limitations has expired yet. You know, they've got some pictures of me, and it was, I swear, it was only in college. And, you know, I wasn't really serious at that time. No, I don't, you know. In all honesty, George, I think it's just, you know, lay of the landscape, things like that, as far as there really isn't a slot open right now, given what we're doing here. So when a slot becomes
now,
open.
Even on the weekends, though, they've been experimenting, I guess, with
yeah.
a couple of people. And frankly, I think you are just head and shoulders better than
oh,
better than they are. And I wonder, I occasionally tune in during the week or weekend, although usually all I listen to is Enid. And Enid gets a little under my skin sometimes. She gets too argumentative. I'd rather have intelligent discussion. And that's where you shine, young man.
Oh, thank you. That is so kind of you, George. I have been looking at the weekends. We've talked to Doug Kellett, the program director, and I've talked about me doing weekends. But if so, it would only be one day on the week. And, you know, I want to pick a decent slot. And I've got a family, and that's the time that I want to
yeah,
really
I know.
Spend with the
I know
little
you
kids.
Got a family. And
yeah. And that's the thing. Is you got to, when I get home, you know, my four-year-old Max, it just goes nuts. And so to actually say I'm going to spend an extra day down here, eek, that's a little bit of an, you know, an iffy proposition with him. I think I could get one day, but if I was gone 7 days out of the week, I think that probably my wife would be the first one that would bludgeon me about the head and shoulders and say, you're leaving me with these little brats all the time. What are you doing? I need
a break. Well, I understand that. That's a good reason. But, hey, I got an idea. Why don't you take over Doug Kellett's slot?
You know what?
Some of us wouldn't miss him one little bit.
Tell you what, George, just between you and me, because I'm certain that we're the only two actually listening here,
I see that you're
out driving. What I'll do is I'll have Doug step out in front of the station here in a couple of minutes. If you could swing by and maybe just clip him a little bit. I mean, not anything major. Just maybe a broken leg, you know, wound him a little bit. Maybe some maiming. You know, it's maybe, you know, if he was hurt a little bit and I get a little bit of a shot in the afternoon, maybe we could work that one out. But it's just between you and me, though.
Well, I'd be willing to try, but I'm
outbound
on Santa Fe Drive at the moment, so...
All right. Well, hey, George, I appreciate you being willing to conspire with me. I always like that. Anybody that is willing to actually help me push another talk show host over the edge, I enjoy that. Thank you very much, George. I appreciate the kind words. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. 1213 at the station right now. Probably 1213 where you are sitting as well. I'll kind of open it up. There's a lot of different things on the table, and I want to give you a chance, it's my last day with you today, to kind of shape the discussion a little bit. And I see Jack in Inglewood's calling about the Enron indictment. That's absolutely something I want to talk about. Let's go and talk to Jack right now. I can let you guys shape what we're doing today a lot. Jack, thanks for calling KNRC. How are you today?
Yes, hello. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Yeah, what do you want to say about Enron?
Well, you know, it is a whole, basically, is a fraud, good old boy network situation, and... I don't know how they are finding him not to be, you know, guilty or whatnot.
Yeah, and now so far it's just an indictment, which is a good first step. It meant that I think when I was reading, there were 16 people that were on the grand jury. 12 of them voted in favor of the indictment, which is a good number on a grand jury to
get. Yeah, but doesn't sometimes it kind of give you a feeling there's a big network of people are really controlling this country nowadays?
Yeah, I'm not one that sides up the black helicopters and the Trilateral Commission, but I do think that depending on which group is in power, I think different people are able to pull strings. And Enron is one of those with the Bush family in power that they're absolutely able to pull strings. And I can give you some examples of those strings real quickly. One of those strings was when the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission was going to go ahead and look into Enron and look into whether or not Enron was manipulating energy prices and whether or not they were doing some dirty deals. Ken Lay suggested to George Bush who the head of that commission should be, Pat Wood. So basically what you're allowing is you are allowing the criminal to pick the sheriff. And that's part of it where I think you're right that, you know, when we talk about dirty dealing, that's where I think we're pulling strings and that it gets dirty. And the
other thing I want to talk about is that, you know, I mean, I've been listening this all these terrorist war on terrorist and situation, what's going on outside the country of USA and what happened 9/11 and all this stuff. You know, I mean, in all these talk shows, they have been profiling all these people who do not even amount to 1% of the population of USA.
Yeah.
You combine Egyptian, Arab, Iranian, Pakistani, Indian, Bangladesh, you name it, all over the part of the world, they do not even amount to 1% of the population of 285 million people in America. Now, the propaganda and profiling and discriminatory, you know, profiling and campaign has been going from so long that even if they were the terrorist or not terrorist, they have been made into mentally. There is no positive role playing in this country from that segment of population in this culture. There is no effort to make any kind of good faith communication with those countries. They have been always treated like, you know, camel jockeys or terrorist or militant and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, you're right, and that's bothered me. Some of the, you know, some of the blanket profiling, and you know, what my previous partner in the previous incarnation of a show that I'd done here on the station, Dominic Barasha, who's now down in Texas, he and I always did a Star Trek analogy, and we talked about they're in Star Trek. There's a group of, there's a race there called the Andorians, and they're blue people. And Dominic always made the argument that, gosh, it's easy if the aliens invade us because then we can just hate the blue people. And we always talked about, and he thought it was a good thing that some of the terrorists necessarily looked, you know, the Middle Eastern, the darker skin, the people from Arab, you know, from the Arab regions. And I always talked and said, you know, that's a little dangerous that we blanket everybody and say that by the profile, we have to make sure that we stop everybody. And because what we're doing is we are assuming guilt before we are able to prove innocence. And we're assuming these people are going to be a problem just because they look this way. And we're also not giving the terrorists, you know, proper credit to figure out that they'll probably learn very quickly to blend a little bit better into society, to don more of the trappings of Americans, and also, you know, start recruiting people that look very European. I mean, so thinking that, you know, by just profiling one segment of our society, even though it's a tiny, tiny segment of the society, is vastly ineffective. And I think that it gives us a sense of security that we don't really have. We feel, wow, since we think we know what they look like, now we can protect ourselves from them. The only thing we're doing is we're being asses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Jack, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you so much. 303-382-1150, 17 minutes after the hour. Some other things that we're looking at, Enron, and Jack was talking about that a little bit, and we'll get into that, because one of the things that we talk about is whether or not there's any influence for Enron at the highest levels of our country. Well, the number one political career donors for George W. Bush, Mr. and Mrs. Lay. Now, they had no money so far to go back and pay off the creditors to their business, but they did manage to personally put up $100,000 for George Bush's inaugural ball, also put up almost $800,000 in personal donations to different Republicans, and the team at Enron dropped $4.2 million into the Republican Party. So if we look at connections and where the bread is buttered, you know, everybody's complaining about whether or not John Edwards will be too much in the pocket of the trial lawyers because they gave him some money, that he was going to be beholden to them. Well, could I then say that the George Bush team would be beholden to Enron, a company that defrauded us, that manipulated energy prices? If I had to pick one group of individuals I was going to hate, I'm not a huge fan of the lawyers. Probably pick the guys that manipulated the energy prices a little bit more. If I had to pick a group to hate, that'd be the group that I would hate. So, I don't know. What do you think? 303-382-1150. I want to talk to Ben and Thornton real quickly before we hit this first break. Ben, how are you doing today?
Real good, Bill.
Good.
Hey, I wanted to bring up, you know, since we're throwing a few names around, a few companies, how about Terry McAuliffe, who invested $100,000 in Global Crossing, made $18 million, and when they went broke, I didn't see him out there trying to give any money back.
No, he wasn't at all. He didn't want to give any of that money back either at all.
No, and this gentleman you had on there before, I wanted to tell him, the people that knocked down the Twin Towers were not fundamentalist Baptists from Minnesota or Duluth. They were from, you know, countries that were very recognizable. And if that's profiling, then so be it. You know, we're out here to protect the United States of America. And if somebody gets their, you know, their ego a little bit slammed, that's a little bit of tough bull.
Well, what I think where Jack was going, what I'm trying, and again, I can't really make Jack's argument, but where, and if I kind of throw myself into there a little bit, where I worry about the profiling is, you know, so much at the airlines and everything else, that I'm okay with. The idea that, okay, because it's a small segment of the population, I don't really like it, but what I'm worried about is, as a society, that we as a group start looking at everybody who looks Middle Eastern going, is he going to try to blow me up? That's the part that I think is a little bit dangerous inside of our society if we identify one cultural group and say these are the nasty people and they're coming to get us. That's what I'm afraid of. I don't think we're quite there yet. I think Jack thinks we're further along that road than I do, but that's where I'm afraid that we may be going if we assume they're only going to be the nasty guys from the Middle East. And again, we went and attacked Iraq when a majority of them came from Saudi Arabia and spent a ton of time in Egypt. And those two countries are still our buddies. And so we look around this and we look at this and go, are we really creating the right enemy? And that's what I'm worried about.
Well, see, Osama bin Laden being from Saudi Arabia is pretty well explains the fact of why the majority of the al-Qaeda come from Saudi Arabia. That doesn't mean the country of Saudi Arabia itself is against the United States, but a group of people that follow Osama bin Laden. So,
yeah, but remember this, Ben. Remember, Ben, though, after 9/11, the Saudi Arabian government did not allow us to interview anybody that had connections to Osama bin Laden or the family inside of the country. They didn't allow us to do any investigations,
and
that's a problem.
That, every time there's a terrorist attack in Saudi Arabia, the person always ends up dead so that we can't interview him anyhow.
Yeah.
And I agree with you on that.
And that's a problem. I think our relationship and how we're dealing with Saudi Arabia is an issue, and we're awfully deep in them. And I also think that when we showed, Bandar, the Prince Bandar, when we showed him the war plan before Colin Powell got to see the war plan, that for me is a little sticky as well. I think that as the group, you should tell Saudi Arabia what we're doing because they are in tight with us. But I think the Secretary of State deserves a little bit more respect. I think he, especially being a military man, should have been able to view that war plan ahead of the Prince of Saudi Arabia. But that wasn't the priority. The priority was to make sure that Saudi Arabia knew what we were doing first. 303-382-1150. We've got a hodgepodge of things going on. I want to talk to you a little bit today about George Michael. He got involved in a internet chat that he set up on his website and wasn't so happy about what people were saying. Also, I'm kind of concerned. I don't know. I don't know if it's true, but I'm questioning whether or not Matt Drudge is a homophobe. He's got a strange post on his website right now, and it's not because he's pulling all sorts of other reports together and giving you news. He's creating his own story. And it's odd how and why he's creating it. We'll discuss that. Tom Ridge makes an announcement that the terrorists may try to get us before the election. There may be an attack. I'm kind of thinking, actually, that the terrorists might try to actually hit us in the one way they know would hurt us the most. They may try in this country over the course of the summer to hold spectacularly gay weddings. That may be how they, because, you know, gay weddings are the thing that's going to tear this society apart. So maybe if the terrorists have been paying attention to what we're doing here, maybe some of these fabulous, spectacular gay weddings are really the way to hit America at the core of our societal being. Maybe I'm just making fun. Also, we'll talk about Bush and Kerry polls, and there are a few other things that'll make the realm. Let's see what you have on your mind as well. I absolutely will entertain some of your thoughts and ideas because it'll be my last day joining you for some time here on the program because Enid will be back on Monday. TRE joins us tomorrow. And I want to let you know I've got, I believe, two pairs of tickets to the Terracotta Warriors. I didn't get to give away the second pair yesterday because I had a brain fart. So we got two pairs to give away today. We'll be doing that later in the show. Terracotta Warriors, Friday, June 16th. 8 p.m. Temple Buell Theater. All that's coming up on the big show. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Tune in Tuesdays and Thursdays at 4:55 as I discuss financial issues of the week with Willis Ashby of Integra Financial, right here on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm having a hot flash. Hey, girlfriend, this is Evelinda Ehrman and Judy Schwartz from Style Matters Live. You can win a free pair of tickets to join us to see the hysterical show Menopause the Musical, July 13th, 8 p.m. at the Denver Civic Theater.
Here's what you do. Email stylematters at knrcradio.com or write us at 1201 18th Street, Suite 220, Denver, 80202, and tell us what you love or hate about menopause. Deadline is July 9th.
Join us for Menopause the Musical, the hilarious celebration of women and the change.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, I'm Linda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live on Saturday mornings.
We love to shop and want to share some fashion tips with you, courtesy of Colorado Mills, the great shopping center at Colfax and Indiana Avenue in Lakewood. With its mix of retail and outlet stores, you'll find everything your little heart desires.
Here's a tip. Want to look taller and thinner? The answer is monochromatic or one-color dressing. Dress yourself in one color and you will look 10 pounds lighter and a few inches taller.
You don't even have to match the colors exactly. Color tones and texture variations work well too. Stop by Colorado Mills this week and check out their monochromatic outfits at stores such as Ann Taylor Loft, Cashel Corner Annex, and Chico's.
This Style Matters fashion moment is brought to you by Colorado Mills. Just 15 minutes from downtown at Colfax and Indiana Avenues in Lakewood at Denver West. Check out ColoradoMills.com for store hours and great deals.
This is Evelinda and Judy from Style Matters Live saying this at Colorado Mills, where great shopping lives.
I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio. Stocks trading lower at this hour. The Dow down by 47 points. The Nasdaq off by 23. Wall Street is looking towards Houston today, where former Enron chairman Ken Lay pleaded not guilty to charges including conspiracy, wire fraud, securities fraud, and bank fraud. Prosecutors say Lay was involved in a wide-ranging scheme to deceive the public, as well as company shareholders and government regulators. Moments ago, Lay called this a tragic day for him and his family. Meanwhile, the jury is still out on Adelphia. For the past 8 days, jurors have been considering the 23 criminal counts brought against each of the cable company's former executives. And a federal judge today denied Martha Stewart's latest request for a new trial. That was based on allegations that a Government Inc. expert lied on the witness stand, but the judge said other overwhelming evidence supported the guilty verdict. In economic news, the number of new people signing up for jobless benefits dropped last week to the lowest level in more than 3 years. I'm Nanette Hansen, CNBC Business Radio.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lakey inviting you to join me on the Friday edition of my radio show, 6 to 10 in the morning, as we are joined by Congressman Tom Tancredo, Attorney Larry Klayman from Judicial Watch, and don't forget the ever-so-popular Joke and Talent Hour. It's Friday morning, 6 to 10, with me, Jimmy Lakey, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. See you there.
You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
We have better ideas. We have a better vision. We have a better sense of what's happening to people in this country every single day. We have a better sense of right and wrong and what's fair. And we have better hair.
We can do better, and we want to do better. We want to lift this country up. We want to take it to a better place. That's what this is about.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1228 here at AM 1150 KNRC. I like that line. We have better hair. That's tongue-in-cheek. That's a joke, but I was surprised how many conservative websites I went to, and they linked that, saying, they say they have better hair. What? Come on. It's a joke. Man. It is amazing on both sides of the aisle how quick we lose our sense of humor. Come on, that was a punchline at the end of speech. Ah, crud. Oh, man, I don't know. But and speaking of the speeches and Edwards and Kerry, because that was the announcement that we just heard, some of what Edwards was saying and Kerry was saying when they were announcing and they were talking when they made their first appearances together. And I log on the Drudge Report. It didn't happen early this morning, but mid-morning, maybe 9-ish, somewhere around there. All of a sudden, the main picture on the front page of the Drudge Report changed, and changed to something that was rather unique. In fact, I'm going to double-check to make sure that it is still up there right now. I've got one of the pages. Yeah, there we go. It opens up, and the big, you know, the main focus, the focal picture that they have has John Kerry about to basically put his arm around John Edwards. And the headline is, "Can't Keep Hands Off Each Other." Now, this morning, Homeland Security Officer Tom Ridge warned of a, quote, large-scale attack plan. Is that the headline? No, not at all. Is that the Pentagon is planning to reduce the number of troops in Iraq? Is that important story the headline? No, not at all. Is there something maybe about Ken Starr saying Bill Clinton's book sweeping aside the facts? No, that's not the headline either. The missing U.S. Marine that is now at the embassy in Beirut. Is that the headline? Nope, that's not the headline either. What is the headline? A picture of John Kerry about to put his arm around John Edwards, and the headline, "Can't Keep Their Hands Off Each Other." Now, if you actually click on that headline, you get what I can only assume is a very homophobic report from Matt Drudge. He says, this is what he reads, and I'll read it to you verbatim. It's not very long, and that's why we'll do it verbatim. Hugs, kisses on the cheek, affectionate touching on the face, caressing of the back, grabbing of the arm, fingers to the neck, and rubbing of the knees. John Kerry and John Edwards can't keep their hands off each other. In the past 48 hours, candidate handling, in quotes, has become the top buzz on the trail. News photographers have been going wild with photos of the two Johns. Quote, I've been covering Washington politics for 30 years and cannot say that I have never seen, and I can say I've never seen this much touching between two men publicly. That's an email from one Wire photographer, of course unnamed. When asked if the Johns are acting out a cyclical focus group series of poses, perhaps to show warmth to the chilly Bush-Cheney crowd, a Kerry spokesperson explained, I think you're just seeing genuine affection between the two of them. But the spokesperson added, I hope we don't see them wearing matching outfits when they ride bikes together this weekend. And then he says, developing. So let me get this straight. The amount of times in which John Kerry and John Edwards choose to touch each other, not in an inappropriate manner. We're talking about the clinical touching, arm around you, patting you on the back. He's got pictures there of him putting his arms around Edwards, of Kerry holding Edwards' hand, of holding him on the shoulders. They've got them walking together away from the platform, and they've got their arms around each other. They've got them shaking hands, and one of them has actually reached up and is touching the forearm of the other one. Ooh, hey, I bet they're in love. I bet what happened was that John Kerry actually didn't actually have an actual committee that decided whether or not John Edwards would be the right vice president. I bet what John Kerry did is he made a little note and he passed it under the desk to John Edwards in class and said, if you like me, check here, yes. If you don't like me, check no. Is that what happened? Are they holding tender moments inside of the plane when they're jetting off to the very next campaign stop? Is that what it is? Why is this news? Why is Matt Drudge concerning himself with how many times two grown men are touching each other on the shoulders or on the back? Why is this a concern that the physical touching between two grown men in a non-sexual manner is his headline? The headline on his freaking site. Please, come on. Am I misinterpreting this? Is Matt Drudge not a homophobe at this point? Because I look at this, and when he focuses on the idea that two grown men who happen to be friends and will be traveling the country together and possibly be running the country together for 4 years, that they're touching each other. And then, of course, he has that unnamed photographer that says, oh, I've been covering Washington politics for 30 years, and I can say I've never seen this much touching between two men publicly. I like the publicly angle. Gives me the impression that maybe in private he's seen a lot of touching, but it was the other kind of touching. That's what I'm wondering. I want to know who those guys are and why we're not hearing about them. But no, It is the presidential candidate and the vice presidential candidate from the Democratic Party that are showing healthy affection. And somehow that's a story. Oh, they're touching each other. Touchy, touchy, touchy. What could they possibly be thinking? Just fondling each other. Rubbing. I wonder if they have smooth scented oils. And maybe they're getting all excited when back in the campaign headquarters. What kind of president could John Kerry be if he has the gall to put his arms around another grown man? Is that what we want to show our children? Please. Man. Just when I think that our views on sexuality are actually changing and growing, we then get this drivel, this crap, from a guy who claims to actually be intelligent. That's the problem I have with this part of the debate, is that Mr. Drudge has decided that the amount of time two grown men spend touching each other on the arm, the hand, the back, or on the shoulder is a significant event. If George Bush started to wrap his arm softly around Dick Cheney at the next press conference, held him close, brought him near, felt the warmth of his body, would then we be concerned about whether or not George is going soft? Is that the point here? Is that what Matt Drudge is trying to say? That, oh, if two men are touching each other too much, they must be in love. Is it going to be like, you know, J-O-H-N sitting in a tree, K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Is that what he's basically doing? That's what I get from this. But what I'm getting out of Matt Drudge's column right now is nothing more than a playground taunt. Nothing more than him sitting there basically pointing fingers and going, nyeh, 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 you guys love each other. So what? Have you never hugged your father? Have you never had another man who is significant in your life and wrapping your arms around him and hugging him? Now, the man who used to be a talk show host here in town, man, he used to play football for the Denver Broncos, a very manly sport. Reggie Rivers, close personal friend of mine. Every single time I see Reggie, I give him a hug. Well, he hugs me back, too. And then after, when we're leaving, again, another hug. I care for Reggie. He's important to me. What's wrong with me hugging him? Doesn't mean I want to get him naked. Doesn't mean I want to rub him down and smack that ass. It's not what that means at all. It means I care for him. There are many men that I care for that I happen to hug. Is that really an issue? Well, according to Matt Drudge, it is. I'm curious if you think it is. 303-382-1150. We're going to get to news in just a second. I get to Joe in Westminster right now. Joe, thanks for calling. How are you today?
Pretty good, thanks, Bill.
Good.
Yeah, this is particularly ironic in light of the fact that there's been a lot of rumors that Matt Drudge is gay.
Yeah, I've heard some of those as well that, you know, that people have always... And the funny thing is, it's always coming from the conservatives because that's when it's a bad thing.
Yeah, well, I guess David Brock, and I've heard this from on Enid's show, and mm-hmm. I haven't verified myself, but
yeah.
Who used to be right-winger and used to work with Mac Drudge and now is kind of turned, but claims that Drudge made advances to him. And I have no idea, but...
Well, maybe it was just in college and Drudge was experimenting. You know, we can't just say he's gay already, so...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to listen to Drudge's show a little bit, and he plays this New York club music, you know, all the time on the breaks, you know, so that might be another indication.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, you know, it's oftentimes when those people are saying the most, you know, they always say that those people that hate the gays the most sometimes are closetly themselves. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm just shocked that Drudge on the front page of his website had this as the story. I mean, this is the headline story. This, according to Matt Drudge, the fact that John Kerry and John Edwards are touching each other in a friendly manner is the most important story that Matt has today. It trumps all others because that's how he's printing it on his website. And I look at that and go, God, does he have his head up his rear end or what?
That's pretty sad.
It is. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, man. Take care. 303-382-1150. I'm going to get to Michelle in Westminster in a few minutes. I'm late for news, so I got to step aside. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. What do you think? Jump on the Matt Drudge report. If you're at the office, if you've had internet access, take a look at it. The lead story on Drudge is the fact that, ooh, John Kerry and John Edwards are touching each other. Ooh, touchy, touchy, touchy. Please, this is what he thinks is the most important thing? Ugh, my God, pull your head out. Oh, man. I'm filling in for Enid Goldstein. My name's Bill Thorpe. Give me a ring. This is AM 1150 KNRC. And now it is time to talk to that man who I never, ever feel uncomfortable when he holds me in a deep, long embrace. And that's Tim McLaughlin. Because I know you're not that kind of guy. You're not,
exactly.
It's not coming on. It's affection. You know, it's also you trying to pick my pocket, but that's okay. I've learned not to have my wallet around you, but that's fine.
Checking you for weapons,
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. That's probably a smart thing. What's going on in news, Tim?
It's mostly sunny and 90 degrees right now. Aurora police hope the public can help them solve a murder. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Looks like things are improving ever so slightly. Northbound I-25 approaching University Boulevard, where we had a wreck involving a school bus. Looks like traffic starts to slow around Yale. At one point, it was traffic jam was back to about Bellevue or so. The school bus has been towed out of the way, apparently, so another 5 or 10 minutes, everything should look just fine there. Outbound on the Boulder Turnpike at Church Ranch Boulevard, some minor slowing because of a rollover accident. Sounds like that car's back up on its wheels, so traffic should be allowed to move through there smoothly once again. Injury accident coming in from Highway 7 and I-25 in Broomfield. Listener called in to tell us the traffic was being rerouted onto Huron Street from Highway 7 because of that wreck. Also a single vehicle accident westbound C-470 at the I-70 interchange in Golden. Zantac 3 with the information. It's the most powerful diet pill in America. More weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. It's available at stores nationwide or log on to Zantac3.com. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Aurora has recorded its fifth murder in 2 weeks, and detectives are asking anyone with information on the latest killing to come forward. Police received an anonymous call late last night about gunshots at an apartment complex on East 4th Avenue. Officers found a man in a Honda Civic shot in the chest. The man was pronounced dead at an area hospital. This report brought to you by General Motors. Convicted multiple murderer Nathan Dunlap has lost another round in court, and Arapahoe County District Judge reportedly issued a nearly 400-page ruling denying Dunlap's appeal of his conviction. In 1996, Dunlap was convicted of shooting five people, killing four of them, at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Aurora in 1993. The U.S. Forest Service has plans to limit the use of off-road motorcycles, ATVs, and four-wheel drive vehicles in national forests. An increasing number of the vehicles have been used in the forests across the country, often creating unofficial trails. A 60-day comment period will allow people to voice their opinions on the plans. When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button and OnStar advisors are ready to help. OnStar, always there, always ready. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 1241.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
My name is Rachel, and in 3 months, I dropped 41 pounds and four pant sizes.
My name is Linda. I went from 211 to 170 pounds in 13 weeks.
My name's Jen. I lost 51 pounds and 13 inches off my waist.
My name's Rose, and I lost 36 pounds on ultralipolene and dropped five sizes. Last night, I ate a chocolate cheesecake, and I felt no guilt.
I'm Dr. Sue Parker. I help people support healthy weight and cholesterol levels with ultralipolene.
I'm Catherine, and I was really skeptical until I lost 14 pounds without any heavy exercise. My cholesterol's lower. My doctor says I'm much healthier. I've got a flatter stomach, leaner thighs. And look, I mean, I'm walking down the beach without a towel around my waist.
Call now for your risk-free trial of ultralipolene at 800-851-8966. It's guaranteed. Call 800-851-8966. Lose two dress or pant sizes in just weeks. Call 800-851-8966. Call now. 800-851-8966.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Becoming partly cloudy with some isolated thunderstorms possible this afternoon. Pretty much the same for this evening. It'll clear up after midnight. Near 60 for tonight's low. Variable cloudiness tomorrow. Some thunderstorms in the afternoon. Around 90 for tomorrow's high. Mostly sunny and 90 now. KNRC News Time is 1243. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett, and allow me to introduce you to the number one public golf course in Colorado. It's rated by golfers and peers alike. Joining me now to talk about the Ridge at Castle Pines North is manager Daryl Fustin.
Thanks, Doug. You're right. The Ridge at Castle Pines North is consistently rated as the number one public course in Colorado. We have become the venue of choice for corporate and charity events. We are committed to providing the best golfing experience in Colorado.
It is the perfect place for corporate outings and for businessmen and women to choose to entertain their clients. When you want to take that prospective client or client to the perfect course, this is it.
And with our great restaurant, spectacular front range views, along with Troon Golf's Country Club for a Day philosophy, we are the perfect place to bring your clients and to set up corporate golf events.
And you know, we haven't even talked about the course. Once you play the beautiful 18 holes at the Ridge at Castle Pines, Pines North, you are sure to come back. Set up a tee time or call for info about your corporate or charity event. 303-688-4301. That's 303-688-4301. The Ridge at Castle Pines, your country club for a day.
Mention you heard this ad on KNRC and receive an additional 20% off.
Talk to Bill O'Reilly.
Liberal people are not Michael Moore. All right, liberal people are not Stuart Smalley. Those aren't liberal people. So we have to define what we're talking about here. Liberal people are basically Americans who see problem solving from a point of view that says we have an obligation to help every American, except the conservatives.
Bill O'Reilly, weekday mornings from 10 till noon on AM 1150 KNRC. As important to Denver as the Rocky Mountains, if we do say so ourselves. AM 1150 KNRC. KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
Well, I think the day that President Bush drops Vice President Cheney will be a cold day in Gila Bend, Arizona. I don't choose to be Vice President, either Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, or Vegetarian.
He was wrong in suggesting John Edwards, who has more experience than George Bush and better judgment than he does when he became President of the United States. But I'll tell you what he was right about. He was right that Dick Cheney was ready to take over on day one, and he did, and he has been ever since.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
12:45 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Oh, I tell you, as a spectator sport, this presidential season is going to be very, very fun. The only problem is that all of us have to be in the game as well, and so the mud's going to just splatter all over us. That's the only thing. If we could just sit back and watch, it would be phenomenally entertaining, but unfortunately, it's just not going to be that way this time around. We will be talking a little bit later about the view of Cheney and Edwards and what they look like as far as a vice presidential nominee and what some of the normal polls out there are saying, some of the average people, the normal Americans, what they're saying about the looking at Cheney and Bush and taking a peek at who could run the country and who could take over. And there's some real interesting poll results after Edwards was announced and a few other things. And in fact, I don't know if you remember, yesterday we were talking about the ads, First Choice, the Bush-Cheney ad that talked about John McCain. It was designed to remind people that Kerry repeatedly discussed the vice presidency, or discussed having John McCain as the vice president, and how there's actually a change in that idea. We'll get to that just in a little bit. Our phone number is 303-382-1150. The thing we're talking with you about right now is the headline on the Drudge Report. You click on the main page, and Matt Drudge has chosen a very interesting headline. The thing that he wants to focus on right now, the issue that he believes is paramount to the country at this very moment, is not Tom Ridge warning of large-scale attacks by Al-Qaeda prior to the elections in November, not that the Pentagon is going to reduce troops in Iraq, not going to basically be that, you know, that jobless claims are going down. That's a good sign for the economy, that unemployment claims are going down for the first time, I believe, in 3 years, the lowest rate in 3 years. It just looks very good on that end. No, that's not it. What is the lead story on the Drudge Report? The fact that John Kerry and John Edwards spend too much time putting their arms around each other. That's what Matt Drudge thinks is threatening our republic at this moment. Really? That's what he puts as a priority? Huh. Okay. Help me out with this. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Let's talk to Michelle in Westminster. Michelle, how are you doing today?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing great. I'm just shocked. I know they're scared. They're running scared. Edwards is a great contender, along with Kerry, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, he is.
And I just don't think that they feel as though they may be slipping for sure now that Edwards was named. And I think this is just crazy. What past instances of Edwards and Kerry being accused of this, I think it's just something to reach their homophobic fans of Bush.
Yeah, I think it is. And I mean, Drudge has, I'm counting right now, let's see, 3, 6, 9 different pictures
of, you know, Carrie and Edwards with their arms around each other. And, you know, one of them is just, you know, arm around the shoulder. One is patting him on the back. One is a handshake that one of them is touching the forearm. One is the, you know, ha-ha, has his hand around, you know, the back of his neck. And the thing that I looked at more than anything else, Michelle, is that we're all concerned. I look at this and say that Drudge is concerned about, you know, homophobes and how much touching and how John Kerry and John Edwards are touching each other. And I'm just curious whether or not Matt Drudge plops himself down in front of the TV in the falls on Sunday and watch a bunch of men in pads and tight pants wander around and pat each other on the rear ends until they did a good job. I mean,
right.
Is that, and they, you know, I mean, these men, if we want to talk about something that may be a slightly homosexual game, that may be. I mean, we're talking about a game that has a bunch of people that have tight ends and wide receivers, and they like to go deep and long, and there are all sorts of homosexual innuendos inside of that game. You know,
oh,
they all
exactly.
Huddle up and get together tightly before they try to play. I mean, there's a whole lot of homosexual innuendos in that game if we're really concerned about things.
Well, yeah, and you've got to think, too, this is not to say that across the board, but Edwards is Southerner, and Southerners are very big on hugs. I'm a Southerner.
Yeah.
I'm also gay. Things are finally winding towards equality for our community, and they're playing on the fears of the people who just don't understand that we're regular people who go to work and school and church.
Yep.
Yes, we go to church. We're Christians or,
yep.
You know, I mean, we're not all of these horrible, horrible people that you think. Everyone knows someone.
Yep.
Listeners need to think about who they know and love, and why don't we deserve the same thing? Why would you not want us to be happier, equal in our lives? It's just crazy.
Oh, absolutely. And this is the fun part that I always play, Michelle, with my friends of mine that are very homophobic that I know that you don't have an issue with it. I always sit down, and they're also big sports fans. I always sit down with them, and when we're watching the NBA or a baseball game or the NFL, I always ask them, according to statistics, there have got to be two or three people out on the court or out on the field right now that are gay. Who is it?
You're right.
And they go, what do you mean? Oh, one of those guys has got to be gay. Who's gay? No, man. I'm like, no, listen, if you've got 10 people, averages tell us that one person is gay. When you play basketball, you got 10 guys on the court. The statistical average tells you one of those guys is gay. So who is
well,
it?
Well, if you've seen those commercials lately where the people are at that moment going to their bosses and
yeah.
they're revealing themselves, so this is that's a very scary situation. I have a lot of respect for these people. I don't know that I could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, quite honestly, I mean, you're just automatically labeled. I mean, there are a lot. My girlfriend, for one, you would never.
Yeah.
She's constantly hit on by straight guys. Of course, she's the first one to say, sorry, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, I'm not even where she is. And I mean, it's only because of fear. And now that we're, you know, now that we're reaching and now that we're coming towards it, they want to play on that because it's so big right now. It's finally coming to where maybe we have a little bit of a chance to get the same things as the divorced couple
yeah.
next to us.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Know? I mean, I always look at, Michelle, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. I always look at the line from George Carlin when I look at homosexual relationships. Is George Carlin has said for years that he honestly thinks that gay couples should have the same right to find somebody meaningful to them, fall in love, have a beautiful relationship, learn to hate that person, and have that person take half their stuff like the rest of us do. All we're looking at is equality on that bench. But let's see what everybody else has in mind. 303-382-1150. Matt Drudge, he's concerned because John Kerry and John Edwards, ooh, a little bit too much of that familiar touching. What is he implying? His lead on the website is can't keep hands off each other. They're hugging. They shake hands. They put their arms around each other. I tell you, you know what? There are friends of mine that I will stand there with. We go to concerts, we'll go to games, I'll put my arm around them. My brother, if I'm standing next to him many times, I'll put my arm around him. I'm going to lean over and give him a kiss. I've never thought about that. I've never sat there and said, you know, with one of my friends, I've had my arm around him, standing next to him. I wonder if he has soft lips. I've never thought that. Why is this type of an implication when John Kerry puts his arms around John Edward that all of a sudden he's gay? Ah! Run for the hills. Ah, the gays are coming. The gays are coming. Oh, no. They're going to make you gay. Oh, we're all going to have draperies and appliques on our clothes. No. No, no, not curtains, not shams. No, not a dust ruffle on the bed. No, run away. Run away. Oh, man. Jeez, they brought the finger sandwiches. The finger sandwiches. Oh, I think they're cucumber. Oh, what are we scared of? 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. We'll take more of your phone calls right after this on AM 1150 KNRC.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Enid Goldstein.
KNRC.
We have to talk.
At Verizon Wireless, they never stop working for you. Verizon Wireless, call 1-800-256-4646. 800-256-4646.
Terracotta Warriors, a new action musical. Terracotta Warriors combines extravagant dance and songs with spectacular martial arts in an unprecedented fashion. Adapted from historical accounts of the life of the first emperor of China, Terracotta Warriors is a story of rule by terror, loyalty by force, and love by decree. Fight sequences are intertwined with scenes of romance and betrayal as the power of the realm clashes with human passion. Elaborate costumes and sets come together with incredible surround sound effects and unique orchestral music to immerse the audience in the emotion, the drama, and the battles of the 2nd century BC. The United States premiere of Terracotta Warriors is now playing at the Buell Theater through July 18th only. Tickets are available at All King Supers, online at denvercenter.org, or call 303-893-4100.
The Chicago Underground Daily calls it an amazing cinematic wonder, spellbinding.
My daughter, I'm not sure if I can make it.
Father, you must remain strong, for I bring good news.
Oh, you bring good news?
Yes, I just save a bunch of money on car insurance by switching to Geico.
See how much you could save. Visit Geico.com. Geico, 15 minutes online could save you 15% on car insurance.
Join the National Multiple Sclerosis Society for the 19th annual Great West MS 150 Bike Tour and get ready to rock the rampart. The two-day 150-mile adventure begins on Saturday, July 10th at Conifer and traverses the rampart range through Buffalo Creek, Deckers, and Woodland Park. Last year, more than 1,900 participants raised $1.7 million to end the devastating effects of MS. To learn more or join this year's MS 150 Bike Tour, visit www.fightmscolorado.org.
You know, every time I turn around, there is another orange cleaner. Who knows the difference? Listen up, honey. Pine Sol knows, because they've got new Orange Energy Pine Sol. Of course, you could buy 3 bottles of Orange Breeze Lysol to get the same cleaning power as 1 bottle of new Orange Energy Pine Sol. 3 bottles? I'm not buying 3 bottles. You buying 3 bottles? We're not doing that. Now, you remember, do not go out and get just any old orange cleaner. You want new Orange Energy Pine Sol. The power of Pine Sol, the smell of clean. With Orange Energy, honey.
Tune in to AM 1150 KNRC on Saturday mornings from 7 to 8 a.m. for the Kiefel Cycling Hour, featuring 7-time Tour de France competitor and Olympic bronze medalist Ron Kiefel. Ron and Megan will talk about cycling news, equipment, and great local rides. It doesn't matter if you're training for the Tour de France like Ron Kiefel, or in Megan's case, just taking those training wheels off for the first time. The Kiefel Cycling Hour has something for everyone, every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. on AM 1150 KNRC.
I really don't want to give my name. I'm a regional manager. I do love that Enid Goldstein. A mission to Mars, Mr. Bush? If there's any extra money in the budget, I think we should create a U.S. grant for hotness myself.
Enid Goldstein, weekday afternoons from noon till 3 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1257 here at AM 1150 KNRC. I want to take a moment to let you know about the Colorado Chautauqua Association 2004 Summer Concert Series. KNRC is a proud sponsor of the concert series, and the Chautauqua Auditorium is located over at 900 Baseline Road in Boulder. Concerts start about 8 o'clock in the evening. Doors are open at 7. You can go to chautauqua.com. That's a little difficult to spell, so you can just probably call 303-440-7666, 440-7666, area code 303. Now, coming up on the 21st, Sean Colvin is going to be there. The 31st, the Indigo Girls are going to be there. August 4th, Bruce Hornsby. Los Lobos on the 22nd of August, and September 6th, David Byrne. is going to be in the house up at the Chautauqua 2004 Summer Concert Series. So that would absolutely be worthwhile. Hopefully you can get up there and maybe check out some of the events, some of the, party up there and go take a look at some of the concerts. And it's a nice intimate concert setting, which is really, if you're a fan of live music, the setting itself is so important as far as making sure the acoustics are right. And to really have that close, tight feel, when they changed the Mammoth over to the Fillmore, they changed the acoustics, changed how it was set up, and that was a really brilliant move for them. So hopefully you can go out and take a look at the Chautauqua Concert Series somewhere. It's real nice to get out there and have fun. And I'm going to give you a chance to go out and have fun here next couple of weeks. Actually, Friday, July 16th, 8 o'clock. If you can check your schedule, see if you've got anything to do, because right now I'm going to give you the opportunity to win two tickets to go see Terracotta Warriors. Be the third caller right now at 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. If you're the third caller, I'll give you a pair of tickets to go see the Terracotta Warriors Friday, July 16th at 8 o'clock in the evening. Now, this is a brand new action musical. No, it's not just a bunch of people dressing up in costumes, putting on makeup, and dancing around. This is an action musical. It does have the elements of dance and singing, but also martial arts. It talks about the life of the first emperor of China. It goes from his coronation to his death, and it's interspersed with lots of singing and fight sequences and shows the ideas between love and romance and betrayal and just the regular power struggles that happen within that type of a realm. Third caller right now, 303-382-1150. If you aren't the winner this time around, don't despair. Keep listening. I've got another pair of tickets that I will give away before the end of the show. Why? Because I'm not going to be here tomorrow, so I don't give away. Who's going to? I got more free stuff for you. We've got lots more coming up on the show. George Michael had an interesting experience in a chat room. Also, we'll talk about Tom Ridge's announcement and the terrorists. And I want to know, have the terrorists been paying attention? Has the Bush administration been paying attention? All that and more. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 1 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rosalind Jordan. He doesn't know when, where, or how, but Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says the latest information suggests al-Qaeda wants to hit the U.S. hard before the November elections. MSNBC terrorism expert Steve Emerson.
What I think Ridge is doing now is trying to really tamp down the concern by giving a sense of reassurance and describing the preemptive measures and security details that they're employing now.
The government, though, is not raising the national threat level. Former Enron CEO Ken Lay has pled not guilty to charges related to the collapse of his once giant energy firm. Prosecutors say he took part in a scheme to deceive people about Enron's shaky finances, an accusation Lay denies. And NATO officials say the alliance could have troops on the ground in Iraq within weeks. Iraqi officials are asking for help in training and equipping security forces, but the French government is raising concerns. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
Hey guys, don't let the weather get the best of you. Fight back and protect the value of your home with Duration exterior coating from your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Unlike other exterior paints, Duration protects in one coat, and it's guaranteed for as long as you own your home. And now, buy 4 or more gallons of Duration exterior coating and get 50% off your choice of any Werner ladder. And make the job easier with our new line of paint sprayers and pressure washers, too. Ask how. Ask now. Ask Sherwin-Williams. For a store near you, visit SherwinWilliams.com.
You've been waiting for a sign. It's the banner in your Lincoln Mercury dealer's window, inviting you in right now for the best deals of the year during the one and only clearance sales event at your Lincoln Mercury dealer. Come in now for low financing or big cash back on top of your dealer's best model year-end price on every Lincoln and Mercury car, SUV, and minivan during the one and only clearance at your Lincoln Mercury dealer.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for Journalistic Excellence, including Best Newscast. Award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 91 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. An apparent murder last night is keeping Aurora detectives busy today. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A couple of earlier problems on the South Valley have been cleaned up now, so northbound I-25 looking a lot better from Hamden all the way up.
up through University Boulevard. Nobody injured in any of the accidents, just happened at bad times and caused a lot of congestion. Outbound of the Boulder Turnpike approaching Church Ranch Boulevard, looking a lot better, too, after an earlier rollover accident there. Highway 7 and I-25, though, watch for some congestion. That's because of an injury accident. Also a rollover accident in the clearing stages, Sheridan and Hamden. Chevron has the information this time. If you think all gasolines are alike, think again. Many can leave harmful deposits on vital engine parts, but Chevron with Techron helps clean up the deposits, helps your car perform like it should. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Aurora police got an anonymous call last night about shots fired at an apartment complex on East 4th Avenue. Upon arriving, they found a man in a Honda Civic who'd been shot in the chest. The man was pronounced dead at the hospital. This apparent murder is the fifth in the last 2 weeks in Aurora. Aurora police spokesman Larry Martinez says the recent rash of homicides are not representative of an increase in violent crime in Aurora.
These incidents that happened are just random incidents that have occurred. They are in no way, absolutely no way, related to each other. These are just random incidents. Aurora is a safe place to be.
Detectives ask anyone with information on last night's shooting to contact police immediately. This report brought to you by AutoZone. Albertsons is facing two lawsuits alleging ethnic intimidation, harassment, assault, and other offenses. The two unrelated suits are being filed by two separate families in North Glen and Thornton. Both families say they have been longtime Albertsons customers. Wheat Ridge authorities are urging residents to keep their pets and other small animals inside after residents reported seeing a mountain lion along the city's greenbelt this morning. Several residents who live along the Greenbelt near 46th Avenue and Balsam Street reported seeing the lion at mid-morning. There was a similar sighting near 42nd Avenue in Youngfield last week. In sports, the Colorado Rockies start a four-game series in San Diego tonight against the Padres. Jason Jennings gets the start for the Rocks, who lost 8-4 to the San Francisco Giants last night. When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button and OnStar advisors are ready to help. OnStar, always there, always ready. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 104.
Hello?
Hear Colorado talk.
We have to talk.
From Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC.
If a vacation this summer just isn't in the budget, maybe you just need an attitude adjustment. Give yourself the gift of ultimate vacation relaxation at a fraction of the cost of a week's vacation. Indulge yourself in a deep tissue therapeutic massage from Attitude Adjustments and walk away feeling calm, refreshed, and relaxed. Attitude Adjustments specializes in all forms of massage: deep tissue, Swedish, hot stone, neuromuscular, and sports therapies. Their professionally trained therapists can help you improve circulation and flexibility, increase energy and stamina, and get quality sleep each and every night, as well as unique therapies to relieve chronic pain from annoying head and body aches. Enjoy lasting benefits today for only $30 for a one-hour treatment. Call Attitude Adjustments today at 303-420-1366. Attitude Adjustments is located in Wheat Ridge at 44th and Garrison. Give yourself a vacation from your hectic workday. Their number again is 303-420-1366. You deserve a mini vacation.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Spotty thunderstorms in from the west will again bring strong gusty winds, and we're due for thunderstorms right through the weekend, and the rainfall amounts in those will be increasing. Generally speaking, our highs over the next several days are going to range in the low 90s with overnight lows in the 60s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
91 degrees under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 106. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
106 here at AM 1150 KNRC. Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. Glad to have you along today. I really appreciate it. I appreciate all the emails that I'm getting as well. Josh and Greg and Doug and Dave and Steve and Sean. I appreciate it. It's real nice. Nice words that you've had there. And none of you have insulted me. It's kind of nice. I don't get that very often. Thank you very much. We're sitting here and chatting with you today. Last hour, talked a little bit about Matt Drudge. I was checking the Drudge Report, and we'll hit refresh one more time just to see. Yep, still there. Pictures of John Kerry and John Edwards, and Drudge is very, very concerned that These two grown men are patting each other on the back because, of course, that can only lead to one thing. If you're patting somebody on the back, that's only, what, 12 inches away from grabbing his butt. So maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's what he's thinking is, you know. I look at that and it just, of all the news today, that's the thing that Matt Drudge is most concerned about. The number one story is whether or not the candidates for president and vice president are too touchy-feely. Okie dokie. That sounds good. I'm just flabbergasted. Every time I see that, I'm like, this is what he thinks it is. So let's just stay with that idea of people that are high profile and possibly gay, but maybe we'll slide into the idea of someone that is gay. Pop singer George Michael. I got an interesting story. It's actually in the Rocky Mountain News, I think. I don't know if Denver Post had it. There are a whole bunch of other sites out there to get it. The weird thing is that I was seeing this on all sorts of different sites. In fact, early this morning, the Drudge Report had this. In fact, it's still there on the left-hand side of his column near the bottom. He still has the story up. Rocky Mountain News had it up. A whole lot of places had this up. And here's the basic story. In London, pop singer George Michael set up a chat room on his website. Now, this is the George Michael personal website, you know, where all the fans go and you check out when he's touring and when the new albums are coming out and get all the pictures and all the other crap. You know what it's like. So this is his home site. He sets up a chat room. Well, I guess that George wasn't too happy with some of the messages that he was getting. Some of the contributors were complaining that the 41-year-old man looked a little old and too overweight, and they were criticizing his music. So what did he do? He shut down the forum. He said, nope, sorry, all done. In fact, he said, well, sorry, guys, that's the way it goes. Peace and love or nothing at all was the quote that he had on the website. Michael said that the negativity was bad for him and for his fans and for his music. Now, there are a bunch of postings, mostly from supporters now and the fans asking the singer to reconsider. Many of them are saying things like, well, it's a fans forum. Don't think it's down to George to be upset and take his ball and go home if he's not happy with what's being said on the site. And I just keep looking at this and not talking about George Michael and what people say on chat sites, but looking at our obsession over celebrities and personalities. And I think there's a problem that we have in this country. We don't have royalty. We don't have that aristocracy, that anointed class of people that basically, you know, are held to a higher standard than everybody else. We don't have that ruling class. We don't have that group of people that we are told we are supposed to bow and scrape, and they are the individuals that have been here for so long. And yeah, sure, we've got blue bloods, and we've got the other, the old money here inside the country, and we do have our politicians, but come on, it's not like we treat them like royalty. So we look at how we treat our famous people, and I'm running into the fact that we do have this cult of personality, really is the proper way to put it. The idea that we anoint our celebrities and hold them to the standard of really almost like a king or a queen or ruling royalty. Our movie stars, our pop stars, and strangely enough, the weird thing is we're now getting into our TV news stars. People that are reporters are now becoming stars and celebrities in their own rights, which has always been odd because they're just telling you what's happening. Why we then care what they think about an issue? I don't know. I just, you know, tell me what's going on. If I want your opinion, I'll pay you for it. But until then, shut up. But looking at George Michael, and why, like the Rocky Mountain News, the Drudge Report, why is this linked on the Drudge Report? Why is this a big story for the Rocky Mountain News? Do you care? Does the fact that a bunch of people that are fans or not fans of George Michael are bashing him inside of a website, is this news? Is this important? Why is this so darn important to us? Now, one of the things that I'm hesitant to admit, but I will admit it because I think it gives you a good window into some of my weirdness. And the more that I can make you understand how strange I actually am, the better off you might be. Now, when I did the previous show with Dominic Barasha, when he was here, and we were doing Dominic and Bill Live, one of the things we did is we did a lot of celebrity news and gossip and things like that. And so I actually started picking up, The Star and the National Enquirer and those magazines on a regular basis because they're horrible as far as news, but they're very, very good as far as gossip. And gossip's wonderful because you don't have to be right. It's just gossip. You don't have to be correct or incorrect. All you have to do is have a rumor and a source. And then you can judge people on how good their gossip is. And for my money, I don't know, if you're a gossip hound, if you like the rumors, come on, E.T. Entertainment Tonight, that's a gossip show. Extra was huge for years. I think that wasn't that the one Extra that Bill O'Reilly used to host? He used to host that kind of a gossip program, and now he's got his own talk show, and now we're listening to what he's saying. So how we deal with this type of gossip is a stock in trade, because it is the way that we view, I think it's our celebrities are our royalty, and so we're so wrapped up in them. And how we're viewing them and how we look at them is kind of odd. But I got to tell you, for my money, Mike Walker at the National Enquirer, the best rumor monger out there. There is nobody that has it on top of Mike Walker, hands down. The guy knows his crap. He has got dirt on just about everybody, and it's good dirt. It's stuff that, you know, if he says, hey, you know, Britney Spears has a superfluous third nipple, then yes, she probably does. That's the type of thing that he has. If he says that Tommy Lee just got a brand new tattoo across his rear end, then he probably did. Walker is good at that. But I'm curious how we treat these celebrities. When it's news inside of the Rocky Mountain News, of course, I can see in the showbiz section on some of the London papers, and that I could see. Now, again, Rocky Mountain News, this is in the entertainment section, I believe. But it's also linked on the Drudge Report that this is somehow big, overwhelming news that a bunch of people got mad at George Michael inside of his chat room. Why? Why are we so wrapped up in this idea of celebrity? What do you think? 303-382-1150. Let's chat with Seth in Denver. Seth, how are you doing today?
Hi.
How are you today? Doing good? Yeah, I got to turn off the radio behind you. Otherwise, we're all going to play catch-up. We'll wait.
Pretty good.
Oh, good. Good. Now, Seth, turn that radio off behind you, and we'll be.
Oh yeah, I just turned it.
Oh, good, because yeah, we'll connect a little bit better,
you know,
that
this,
way.
It's a celebrity idea, yeah, and all that. I happen to be from a family which I have been born and raised in a celebrity.
Oh really?
Environment.
Yeah.
And basically, what is going on in this particular culture? I mean, celebrity. It's a basically illusionary kind of a fantasy kind of thing for people. It's a fantasy living, fantasy kind of environment. And I didn't used to believe that when people, my friends in college or school, didn't used to believe when I used to tell them that my father is that and that or whatnot.
Yeah.
It's very kind of strange. It's a psychological thing maybe too. But in this country, I think it is same is true in this, like in India or in Pakistan,
yeah,
and celebrity in Hollywood over here, they keep all that in the family, right? Like most of the, you see in America, all the media is controlled and managed by the, you know, Jews in this country. They own all the media, all the newspaper, all the channels.
Well, I don't know if they own. I don't think they own all of it, and
well,
I don't think.
You know, I mean, big number they do.
Well, but
and
yeah, but GE is. But things like GE is traded publicly, and their other. But
strong,
wait, Seth, but the other.
Subliminally speaking.
No, wait, hang on though. But a lot of the big corporations like GE and such are traded publicly. So I mean, there's some things there that they don't really own them, and nor do they necessarily dominate the board as far as control.
Oh, they do. You know, it is just a very, very creative thing that they have came up with the idea of these corporations, and a big corporation is owning that. Behind that, you see who own all those shares. It is basically a very smart way of just keeping your face and your back, not to be sued or get taken away all your money. So it is a very, very nice thing in capitalism, which is beautiful, and that's okay. But you see, when some specific group of people control so much media and propaganda and campaign, whether that is in a Hollywood, whether that is in a movie, if you notice that any and every movie, 85% of the movie story is always some Jew boy or Jew girl.
Well, yeah, I could see that a little bit. I guess I'm kind of concerned, Seth, and thanks for the phone call, the direction that we're going, because I guess I don't buy into the idea that the Jews are controlling everything, because, you know, I know that here, as far as our radio station, I know, I know the religion of everybody involved at top, and no, can't think of anybody that's been to synagogue lately. So I keep looking at that, and there are other organizations even here in town, and no, can't think of any other Jewish people in power there. And I just keep thinking that you're giving a segment of the population way too much credit as far as to be that collected and that one-minded, and in order to be able to get together and to go one direction and decide that X, Y, or Z is going to happen. I mean, come on, look at what we have in Congress. That's a great example of more than 500 people getting together, and the only thing they really can decide on is let's make sure we get a pay raise and let's go on vacation. Other than that, it's a fight. And so when we have a large group of individuals, I hesitate to believe that they could all start pointing in one direction and saying, yes, this is what we're going to do. I mean, Have you ever been to, like, you know, even family meetings? I'm sure you've been around Thanksgiving, and if you ever try to decide whose house Christmas is going to be at the Thanksgiving dinner, even that's a fight, and that's probably only 15 to 20 people at most. And so, you know, several hundred people getting together and deciding these things, and at least, you know, there's got to be a paper trail one way or another. I don't know. Seth, I appreciate the phone call. It's an interesting idea. Don't know if I buy into the idea about them owning and controlling things, but I like the idea that you had there about fantasy and the illusionary lifestyle, that what we do is we basically talk about what we're able to do if we were famous or if we had a lot of money. And that's really the root of it, is the idea that we pay attention to celebrities because they get to do things and have access to things that we never do and will not have in our lifetime. I mean, last night I was actually sitting down and reading the brand new Car and Driver that arrived at my front doorstep earlier this week, and their test is the big test that they have inside of this month's magazine is with a bunch of coupes that all have V12s in them, and these cars all cost in excess of $130,000. I'm never buying a car that has $130,000. Never! There's a Ferrari in there that was like $280,000. I'm never affording that thing, ever! But it sure was fun to sit there and for them to tell me which one was better. That was a lot of fun, because then I could sit there and it was that illusion, that fantasy, and maybe that's what Seth is talking about there. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. Talking just a moment or two, I just saw this thing about fans and slamming George Michael, and I was just curious because it was all over the place. And after we were talking Drudge Report last hour, sure enough, there on the left-hand side, Drudge has got it. And so now Drudge is concerned that George Michael is being slammed in his very own chat room. Does this impact you in the least at all? Is this news? Why are we worried about this? Why is this making anywhere as far as a news site? The news, if I go to these sites, I'm seeing things like Tom Ridge warning of an attack being imminent, Pentagon beginning to plan to reduce troops for Iraq, Cheney's doctor hooked on drugs, judge denies Martha Stewart a new trial, Helen Thomas, veteran journalist, points to government lies about September 11th, things about America West pilots charged with being drunk in the cockpit. That seems interesting. New jobless claims and benefits the lowest in several years. All of that good news, and then right next to that, fan slammed George Michael in his chat room. Why? Why does this... Oh, man, I don't know. It's just like when Sean Penn went over to the Middle East and went over to Iraq, and they came back, and we were supposed to listen to what Sean Penn said about the Middle East. I'm sorry. Maybe pretend that you might have some influence and maybe act like you have some influence, and then I might listen to you. But until then, go play another part. Go do Mystic River 2. That was a really good movie. I'd love to see a sequel. Don't know if we could have one, but would love to see that again. Maybe even Fast Times at Ridgemont High 2. That's what you're good at. You know, I'm here and I do the radio thing. Nobody's asking me to come over and basically fix their plumbing. I haven't been asked to be an auto mechanic lately. Stick to what you know. Listening to the celebrities, listening to the famous people about their opinions about politics is an opinion. I put no more weight behind what they say than anybody else. It's an opinion. Why do we care? George Michael, chat room. Everybody made fun of him. Yeah, sure. 303-382-1150. I want to talk about Tom Ridge and his announcement after this break. I want to know, have the terrorists not been paying attention? Have they been hiding in a cave? Well, actually, maybe they have been hiding in a cave somewhere. Maybe that's it. Maybe you and I can help the terrorists and really have them figure out what's going on, coupled with the Tom Ridge announcement, because I honestly think they haven't been paying attention in the least. So you and I are going to have to all ferret that out. That's after this. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignorant.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett, and allow me to introduce you to the number one public golf course in Colorado, as rated by golfers and peers alike. Joining me now to talk about the Ridge at Castle Pines North is manager Daryl Fuston.
Thanks, Doug. You are right. The Ridge at Castle Pines North is consistently rated as the number one public course in Colorado. We have become the venue of choice for corporate and charity events. We are committed to providing the best golfing experience in Colorado.
It is the perfect place for corporate outings and for businessmen and women to choose to entertain their clients. When you want to take that prospective client or client to the perfect course, this is it.
And with our great restaurant, spectacular front range views, along with Troon Golf's Country Club for a Day philosophy, we are the perfect place to bring your clients and to set up corporate golf events.
And you know, we haven't even talked about the course. Once you play the beautiful 18 holes at the Ridge at Castle Pines North, you are sure to come back. Set up a tee time or call for info about your corporate or charity event. 303-688-4301. That's 303-688-4301. The Ridge at Castle Pines, your country club for a day.
Mention you heard this ad on KNRC and receive an additional 20% off.
Hi, I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live on Saturday mornings. Colorado Mills aficionados like us know how to navigate Colorado Mills Mall. Here's our tips.
When shopping for high style at low prices, we park by Neiman Marcus Last Call and enter door 2. From there, we cover the whole fashion district.
On the days I'm schlepping my teenagers, I park by Eddie Bauer, enter door 4, and shop at V Generation and 303 Boards.
When Mr. Style Matters needs a treat, I park at Borders. Enter door 1 and shop at Perry Ellis, St. Croix, and Brooks Brothers factory stores.
With our families, we park by Jillian's, a huge entertainment center and restaurant, wander down the street and dine at California Pizza Kitchen or Yard House. Then catch a movie at United Artists Theaters or watch the kids at ESPN Skate Park.
Colorado Mills is easy to get to. Just 15 minutes from downtown off 6th and Indiana.
Or 25 minutes from the south on C-470 and 20 minutes from the foothills on I-70.
Check out ColoradoMills.com for store hours and great deals.
Colorado Mills, where great shopping lives.
The Denver Film Society is proud to present the Americana Film Series at the Stars Film Center, featuring great Americana films through the summer. Featuring Alfred Hitchcock's Rear Window on Thursday, July 15th. Denver playwright and director Terry Dodd is your host for this Americana film classic. The film starts at 7 and tickets will be available at the Stars Film Center box office, part of the Americana Film Series from the Denver Film Society.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. As quarterly earnings reports from some major companies begin to roll in, Wall Street ended a day of sluggish trading in positive territory. The Dow gained 21 points, closing at 10,240. The Nasdaq rose nearly 3 points to 1966. Kenneth Lay, the former CEO of Enron, has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Houston, Texas. The indictment will be unsealed tomorrow, at which time Lay will surrender to authorities. Alcoa is the first component of the Dow Jones Industrial Average to report second quarter results. The aluminum maker says net income for the quarter rose sharply on strong sales of aluminum and chemicals. Good news today for drivers. Gasoline prices continued their decline. According to the Energy Information Administration, the national average retail price of regular has dropped to $1.89.5 a gallon. And GM and Ford escalated their incentive battle today, raising the cash rebates they're offering to buyers of new cars and SUVs. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
I fell in love with Patrick before I even met him because of his heart.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Everywhere I go in this great country, singles are asking me if there's really such a thing as a soulmate.
She took my breath away. Pictures do not do her justice, and I already knew her heart.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
When I hear stories from couples who fell in love on eHarmony, I want to encourage anyone wondering if they have a soulmate to log on to eHarmony.com.
I am more in love with this woman than I ever thought I could love anyone.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we've helped thousands of singles find their soulmate, and we want to help you too. Take our personality profile, a $40 value, and we'll give it to you free.
We just have so much to look forward to.
My name is Patrick, and I met my wife Cheryl on eHarmony.com.
My name is Cheryl. I met my husband Patrick on eHarmony.com.
A lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Hey, what's your sign? Is it hot in here or is it just you? I seem to have lost my phone number. Could I have yours?
Looking for a new pickup line? Try this one.
Excuse me, but I couldn't help wondering, what station do you listen to?
Works every time. AM 1150, KNIC. Time than any other Denver talk radio station. More talk, less clutter. Now, here's Ina Goldstein.
126 AM 1150 KNRC. No, not Ina Goldstein. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Ina. She will return on Monday. T.R. Reed is here tomorrow. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. We're covering a number of different stories right now. I'd still like to entertain calls about Matt Drudge. Is he a homophobe? Right now, the headline on Matt Drudge's site has to do with John Kerry and John Edwards touching each other too much. That's the most important story, according to Matt Drudge. That is what is threatening the Republic this afternoon on July 8th. The fact that John Edwards and John Kerry might just like to put their hands upon each other a little too much. Yeah. And the weird thing is that he actually incorporates a quote from a photographer who says, you know, this is the most time that I've ever seen two men in politics touch each other this much publicly. Which leads me to believe that he's seen a lot of touching in private. So I think that's a bigger story. But I bet we're not going to find out who those people were, will we? We're just actually going to focus on Kerry and Edwards. The other thing that I keep looking at is the Tom Ridge announcement about a terrorist attack probably going to take place inside of the country or attempted terrorist attack before the election. And I keep thinking, have the terrorists not been paying attention here? Have they been hiding in a cave? Have they been... maybe I should take that back. Maybe they have been hiding in a cave. Maybe that's it, and maybe it's our job to educate them and say, you know what, there are some issues that I don't understand the terrorist attack now, why in the country. Don't you realize that you're really just going to piss us off? I mean, is that really, really what you want to do? I mean, we were already, that September 11th thing, we're still mad about that. You come over here and do that crap again. Do you have any idea? Look what we did last time. We went and attacked Afghanistan, blew the place, the kingdom come, made it pretty much a parking lot. Then we turned around, attacked a country that had nothing to do with the attacks, but they were with terrorists. So we went ahead and we got them too. Do you understand? Have you paid attention at all? Have you been following the news? I mean, internet connection, something? Have you? I don't know. Maybe we can help you out here. We'll get to that in a second. I see Adam's on the phone line. He's from Centennial right now. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. He wants to talk about Drudge Report. Let's see what's on Adam's mind. Adam, thanks for calling KNRC. How are you today?
I'm good, Bill. How are
good.
You?
Good. Doing pretty good. What's on your mind about the
thanks
Drudge Report in Edwards?
For Enid.
Oh, no problem.
You're a great substitute.
thank you.
The thing I wanted to bring up was this Drudge Report that you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, did you happen to see, I saw in Good Morning America today, Kenneth Lay being led into the courtroom in handcuffs.
Yes.
I mean, this guy is such a scumbag one of the biggest contributors to Bush in 2000. And that, to me, is a much bigger story than this. You know, this just shows you how desperate they are. The Republicans are so desperate that this is the kind of thing they're grabbing. They're grabbing at straws.
See, that's the thing is, I do think that there's been a change in the news ever since the Edwards announcement, and I do think that, you know, everybody always says, you know, don't watch what they say, but watch what they do. And there have been a number of things in the last 24 to 48 hours that have given rise that make me think that the GOP is more afraid of the Democratic ticket than we're led to believe. In fact, in the last 24 hours, a former Republican senator said that it was,
DeMotto,
I think, Alphonse DeMotto,
yeah,
said that Dick Cheney needs to be off the ticket. And that's significant. If we're talking, you know, 24 to 48 hours after Edwards is announced, that now we need to get Cheney off the ticket because he's a drag is pretty much what they're saying. That's significant. That means that what they thought was a good ticket 6 months ago isn't as strong.
You're absolutely right, and I would not be surprised. I don't know if after the conventions, if there's any way to do this, because of the rules or anything, but I would not be surprised if you saw a September or October surprise which would dump Cheney, and they'd say, you know what they'd say, you can hear it now, well, his health and his family, you know, he needed to spend more time, and then
they'll spend more time with his family.
You know, Giuliani or some other, you know, person who doesn't have any more experience than Edwards, and, you know, just count on it. I mean, any dirty trick that they can get away with, they will.
Well, see, I think, and I've said for a number of months that I think Cheney's going to be off the ticket, and that's because there are a couple of people that I know in Washington that have given me a couple of things and that I put a lot of stock into as far as what's going on with Cheney behind the scenes, and it's all health related, and saying that it's a lot worse than what we've been led to believe. And then now you have the doctor that's been treating Cheney will come out. He's got a drug problem. You pretty much can lay it on his doorstep and say, now, you know, the doctor was misevaluating, because this is the guy that was on drugs the whole time, like Rush Limbaugh, was the guy who turned around and has said that Cheney is fit to serve and that his health isn't a problem. And if this doc goes down, then I think you have a window. You can sit there and go, man, you know, the doctor, we got him to another doctor, and now that doctor says X, Y, and Z about his health, and he's concerned, so we think it's the smartest move. The question is, and again, you know, this is Adam, you and I talking, who do you think they would pick to replace him? If you had to put together the strongest ticket for the GOP, who would you pull out of their ranks?
Giuliani.
Giuliani's strong.
Absolutely.
I think he makes sense. I'm wondering if he's too liberal for the base of the ticket, though, because he's still, you know, he is on that liberal wing of the Republican Party. And I'm wondering, I mean, for a national election, great move. But to energize their base, I'm wondering if that's questionable or not.
They need to do something, because I don't know if you saw the Wall Street Journal NBC poll, and that it asked them who's best suited to be president if necessary.
Yep.
Edwards, 45, Cheney, 38. This is a guy who's been the vice president for almost 4 years. We know him well. We know the kind of language he uses. We know how mean and hateful and how secret deals are made with big energy companies and Halliburton ties. The guy's a crook, and they need to get him off the ticket. But I doubt they'll. You know how this administration operates. They don't. They don't ever admit they're wrong.
No, they don't. And the weird thing is, one of the questions they asked in that NBC poll, one of the other ones, was who is more optimistic about the future of the country? 49% picked Edwards. 28% picked Cheney. And remember, just a couple of weeks ago, we were going through the Reagan funeral, and one of the things that was given to Reagan, and he made people excited about being American, and he did have a positive message during his first campaign. He had a very positive message for the country and was saying, hey, everything's going bad economically. He was very optimistic, and people glammed onto that and liked that. And when voters are saying they view Edwards is more positive and more optimistic than Cheney about the future of the country, that's a significant number as well, especially when, you know, Cheney can't break the 30% barrier on that one.
And all Drudge can do is say that, gee, it's questionable that they're touching each other. First of all, Edwards is happily married, and he had five kids. One was killed in an auto accident a few years ago. But the guy has four kids, and the son he lost, he's fathered five children.
Exactly.
What are these guys talking about?
Yeah, it seems to me that, you know, Edwards likes that heterosexual sex quite a lot. Hey, Adam, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. 303-382-1150. Yeah, I think that John Edwards has figured out where the right parts go. I think he's got that one down and has been doing that rather regularly. So I think he's covered that one really well. So we'll see what you think. 303-382-1150. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. Let's squeeze in one more phone caller before we get to the news. Let's talk to Jeff in Arvada. Hey, Jeff, how are you doing today?
Bill, my man, how are you?
Hey, it's nice to talk to you. I'm doing pretty well for Thursday.
I forgot that you were improving the station from 9 to 3 this week.
Earlier. Well, you know, I appreciate it. It's nice to chat with you. What's on your mind, though? I see the Drudge Report is what it says on the screen. What do you want to chat about?
Yeah, there's a couple things. One was the previous caller was throwing out a lot of DNC talking points, and one of them, aside from what we'll talk about with Drudge, was the dirty language. He was making a reference to
Cheney. I heard that, yeah.
Which is long overdue in reference to Patrick Leahy, and that comes from both sides of the aisle, not just Republicans.
Oh, sure.
And it was directly to him, not in an interview with...
Yeah, it wasn't.
Was it Vanity Fair?
I think it was either Vanity Fair or Rolling Stone, one of the two, where Kerry did
that. Yeah, John Kerry used that same word, so
and
let's not
thing,
play games with
oh, yeah.
they're bad because they use the F word.
Yeah. And,
the language
for me is just silly because if anybody here that knows me at the station knows that it is a personal accomplishment that I go 3 hours a day not cussing when I do the show, they know that if you know, it's literally 15 minutes that I don't, you know, lace with some sort of colorful metaphor in my language. It's just,
that's what I do. I got some 15 calling into shows all the way going back to high school.
Oh, man.
I don't think I've done it once.
Jeez, good
and
job.
It's tough.
It is tough. Now, what do you want to say about Drudge? What's the story?
Drudge was one of the first to break the hints that Leahy was going to be indicted, and he's been running a story pertaining to that, and he did run his whole page that way for a period of time. And if you go in and you read what he's talking about now with this Kerry Edwards thing,
I've read it.
It isn't Drudge making it up. It's actually Washington Insider talk.
Well, yeah, but what I'm looking at is the fact that he's making this headline, that's the number one story, that he is, right now, that's the number one.
It's not going to continue that way. He switches up headlines all the time.
Yeah, he does, but you know, he could have switched it up now. He could have switched it up a half an hour ago. He didn't switch it when Tom Ridge made the announcement. He didn't switch it. I mean, Tom Ridge is a story in the top left corner, and that Drudge is still saying, you know, he could have had a stock photo of Ridge saying, you know, terror attack going to come before election or suspected attack before the election, but this is the headline.
Drudge also ran stories on the Bush twins, so.
Oh, sure.
They were headlines.
Yeah, he did. I just keep looking at this thinking that, oh, man, this is it. This is the best that he can do.
And the right said the same thing about Drudge when he did about the Bush twins. It was like, what point is there to hammer on them?
Yeah, exactly. And I agree on that one, too.
Or whatever, you know.
Yeah, and I agree on that one, too, that, until they get arrested for DUI, I don't care what they're doing, really.
I think this ticket right now looks as bad as Mondale and Ferraro, and I say that in... that Mondale was the loser with Carter.
Yeah.
And it made no sense for the Democrats to pick him in 84 to go up against the guy who hammered Carter.
Yeah, it didn't at all.
It made no sense. And then to get a liberal female on the ticket on top of it, I think that number one and number four, according to liberal groups of liberal voting record in the Senate, both being senators, one only being a barely one-term senator, no experience, I see a concession in this ticket. I really do. I just see I see the party focusing on state and local.
I see that. I don't see the concession aspect of it, and I don't think that the experience necessarily, as far as Edwards, can play into it. Because I mean, we elected a guy who had very little experience other than being the governor of Texas. You know,
yeah, but at least he was reelected. You can at least say that much about it. And he was the governor of a state, which is paralleled to running a country. When you're talking about a senator, especially one like Kerry, I mean, Edwards obviously never had a position of power, but Kerry's never been the majority leader or the minority leader. I mean, he has no leadership position where he's bringing the two parties together. That's what governors do, and that's why our country feels better about electing governors to the presidency than they do senators.
Well, actually, and I disagree with that.
Senators are inherently partisan.
See, I disagree with that's why our country feels better about it. I think our country feels better about electing governors because they view them as a Washington outsider. They view them as someone that has had a high position, but not someone that is beholden to the Washington
groups. And that they're not so inherently partisan. Governors have to work with the opposition party in their state. They have to.
Well, yes and no.
I mean, in theory, they do to a certain extent. Like what happens in the Senate and in the Congress on a federal level, it also happens on a state level where the out-of-power party can play games with legislation.
Oh, absolutely.
So they have to go to the other side. And obviously Bush was noted for that in Texas. It wasn't something that was made up politically. He was really noted for working well with the other side. He had plenty of Democrats in Texas, which I know some people say there's no such thing, who vouched for him during his run. The difference there being is you have a Massachusetts liberal who has only been a politician since he came back from Vietnam, and you've got a one-term trial lawyer who hasn't even finished out and probably wouldn't have been reelected. Obviously the most liberal and arguably the fourth most liberal in the Senate. I just don't think it's a wise ticket. And
yeah,
what
but
I
we
see is,
we do have to, we have to oh, hang on a second. We do have to settle down though that Edwards. You have to put it on the table that Edwards did beat a very popular elder statesman inside of South Carolina,
true,
and did beat him on a statewide election. So whether or not he do a reelection, yeah, that can be here and there, but it could be depending on a whole lot of things. But he may not have won reelection, but he did beat a very, very good guy that was a Republican and had been there for a number of years before him.
I'm not discounting a freshman. You see what I'm saying? I'm not discounting what he did. I'm saying that, first of all, the vice presidential picks, if they're going to have any effect, I don't think Edwards was the way to go. If he wanted to have leadership, if he wanted to have some sense of balance on his ticket, I personally think he should have went with Gephardt, because Gephardt's kind of a known commodity. I know that a lot of the far left, they don't want him there because he's not going to be pushing the agenda.
Yeah.
And they wanted that fresh face, that make people feel good thing. None of that's going to matter. What's going to matter is leadership, and I don't think that Edwards has enough experience politically to show that leadership.
See, I think what's going to matter as far as this election will be what the voting issue is going to be. That if we go through a terrorism cycle, if it's more terror, if it's more threat to the country, then I think it leans Bush's way. If we get a little bit softer and think that terrorism isn't as important and people want to start focusing back on the economy, I think that's where, you know, whether you agree or not, I think that's where the Democrats can pick up some of their speed. So I think that how the election is going to be defined and where, you know, we're actually going to make the split will be based on what becomes the primary voting issue. And I don't think we figured that one out yet. Unfortunately, Jeff, it's always good to talk to you. I always appreciate us going back and forth a little bit. I always do enjoy the discussions. Thanks a lot for giving me a call. 303-382-1150. I know I'm running behind. I've got Bob and Madeline. I'll get to your calls right after this. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is AM 1150 KNRC. And now the man that has never appeared on the Matt Drudge website, even though he spent all of these spring breaks down at Key West and he did that thing called the beer bong, and you know, and I've seen the pictures of the Christmas parties, and so. But he's never made his picture there. I don't know if that's a good or bad thing. But we're going to talk to Tim McLaughlin. How you doing, Tim?
I try to stay off the Drudge Report.
Yeah, yeah. It's smart of you, you know, because some of you know, I know that statute of limitations has expired, on, you know that possession issue. So you know, it's that open container law. It's you know, got to watch that every once in a while. Yeah, but you know, that was when you were younger and silly. So, what's going on in news?
Partly cloudy and 92 right now. Denver police are asking for the public's help in locating a mentally handicapped man. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic. Here's Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Freeway traffic moving along in very good shape. First time we've been able to talk like that in a long, long time. A little bit of slow traffic north and southbound I-25 through the T-Rex project. Nothing too unusual about that. Likewise, northbound I-225 up through the construction zone at 2nd Avenue is running a little bit slow this afternoon, too. 63rd and J and Gun Barrel up near Boulder. Watch for an accident there. Minor collision at 88th and Corona. Fire equipment on the scene of a reported car fire, Highway 6 and Heritage Road there in Golden. Denver Center's Triple Espresso has the information. What on earth did those three guys do in 4 minutes that got them barred from showbiz for life? Well, see Triple Espresso. It's a comedy for the whole family. Tickets at denvercenter.org or call 303-893-4100. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Denver police are looking for a mentally handicapped man who disappeared yesterday near Coors Field. 21-year-old Joshua Tracy was last seen near the ballpark where he works at a concession stand. Tracy is 5 feet 10 inches tall, 140 pounds, with brown hair and green eyes. If you have any information on Tracy's whereabouts, you're asked to contact police immediately. This report brought to you by Subway. Two unrelated lawsuits are being filed against Albertsons, alleging ethnic intimidation, harassment, assault, and other offenses. Marcus Lucero filed his lawsuit after a store employee allegedly handed him a dollar bill with swastikas and ethnic slurs written on it. Lucero says the employee told him she was ordered by the store manager to give the dollar bill to the, quote, next homeboy who walked in. Mark Riley, meanwhile, filed his suit against the Albertsons store at 89th in Washington, saying the store manager harassed him and his family. Riley says the manager even kicked him once. Albertsons has not responded to the charges. Boulder County Sheriff's deputies say a bear that was hit by a car near Longmont is not a danger to the public. The accident happened near the Colorado Highway 66, about a mile west of the city of Longmont. Authorities say there are many places at which the bear could have hidden, like irrigation ditches and bushes. Officials say the bear no longer in populated areas. Now, for a limited time at participating Subway restaurants, get three of your favorite footlong subs for only $11.99. That's right, three footlong subs for only $11.99 all day, every day. Subway, eat fresh. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News time is 1:43.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
What is all this?
We're trying to beef up our advertising for the Mile High Suburban Buy. Decided to give these Gregorian monks a try.
What's the Mile High Suburban Buy?
It's the newest way to sell your car. It's all the rage.
I can hear that.
See, we offer sellers access to over 500,000 readers in 19 suburban newspapers. You know, the ones you actually read.
Gotcha. How much are you charging?
$29.99.
They're really taking this seriously.
Yeah, we all are. There are a lot of ways to sell your car. And we want to be the best. We've put together a crack team of classified employees who'll help you craft your message and make your ad work for you. We're serious about helping real people and real communities sell their cars fast for less.
Sounds great. I've got a car I'd like to sell.
Just call Community Classifieds at 303-279-5541. That's 303-279-5541. 303-279-5541. Okay, he gets it.
Sorry. Call Community Classifieds today, 303-279-5541.
Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy skies, some isolated thunderstorms this afternoon and this evening. We'll clear up after midnight near 60 for tonight's temperature. Variable cloudiness tomorrow, maybe some afternoon thunderstorms at a high around 90. Partly cloudy and 92 now. KNRC News Time is 1:44. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Dave Tewksbury, and since 1996, our store, Tewksbury & Company, has been known as downtown Denver's lifestyle store. We specialize in the most sought-after and highly rated cigars with over 300 selections in our spacious walk-in humidor. But many of our customers know us as the store for tasting and purchase of Colorado's award-winning wines 7 days a week. Yeah, you heard me right. We sell wines on Sunday, too. In fact, we received Westward's Best of Denver Award for the best place to buy wines on a Sunday. In addition, for those of you who are outdoor enthusiasts, we're the only store to offer fly fishing supplies and licensed fly fishing guide service in downtown Denver. Our 5 employees are knowledgeable and congenial. It'll help you to find that right cigar or bottle of Colorado wine. Now, we're located in Ryder Square, just between the 16th Street Mall and Larimer Square, so stop by and give us a call at 303-825-1880 or visit us on the web at TewksburyCompany.com. At Tewksbury & Company, we say if you love cigars, wines, or fly fishing, we talk your language.
Enid Goldstein.
Let's see what all the excitement is about.
Middays at noon.
Now, what in the world is wrong with that?
On AM 1150 KNRC.
listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
46 minutes after 1 o'clock, AM 1150 KNRC. If you have to be somewhere by 2, you got about 14 minutes. Hopefully you're not too far away or not stuck in traffic. 303-382-1150 is the phone number. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. Taking your phone calls, talking a little bit about the Matt Drudge website right now. Because if you click on the Matt Drudge site, his headline has to deal with... just laugh every time I think about this. The fact that John Edwards and John Kerry may show a little bit too much male affection. Too much touching. Too many hugs, pats on the back. Too much of the touching of the shoulders. And I keep thinking, why is this the most important story? There are lots of things going on out there. Lots of things that Matt Drudge cites on his website. But the headline is the fact that Kerry and Edwards might just be too touchy-feely. And it's Drudge's, yeah, Drudge's being salacious about this, but he is citing one unnamed Washington photographer who says this is the most touching he has seen by two male politicians in public. In public. I think that's interesting, the idea that it's in public. Where exactly was this certain reporter when he saw more touching in private? And what were they touching? Were they touching each other's privates? What were they doing? Why? I mean, really? We got an unnamed reporter saying something about these guys touching each other in public, and it's not sexual, but that's a story. And it's the lead story. Why? What is Matt afraid of? Is he afraid of the gay mafia? They're going to come in and redecorate your house? All of a sudden, all your clothes will be in pastels? They'll throw away everything you have in beige? What? I mean, what's happening here? I don't know. 303-382-1150. Let's talk to Bob in Denver. He's got a comment about Drudge. Bob, thanks for hanging on. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good. What's on your mind about Drudge?
Well, I just don't understand why you care.
Why do I care?
Yeah.
Well, the reason that I care is because I look at Matt Drudge, and I think that, you know, we look at it as far as a news site, and I look at, he spends a lot of time throwing rocks and looking at, you know, looking into people's past and doing lots of stuff like that, and I think that when he's looking and assembling his website, this is the story.
Well, do you think he represents conservative thought?
Not all of it, no.
I would wager that he represents very little of it.
Okay, but
in fact.
But looking at, I'm not even worried about indicting conservatives per se. I'm looking at Matt Drudge. I'm saying that of our news coverage, someone out there that, you know, that Drudge, you know, basically gives himself lots of kudos, and Drudge does a good job a majority of the time, but his lead story is a concern over whether or not these two men touch each other enough. I mean, would you want to pick up something like the Denver Post, Time Magazine, Newsweek, any other media source? Would you like to see tonight on the Channel 4 News, Channel 9 News, Channel 2's News, Channel 31, Channel 7, would you like to see their lead story be John Kerry and John Edwards touching each other? Is it too much? More news next. Well, you think that'll happen?
Do you?
No.
No, I don't either.
No, I don't. So
I don't give any credibility to a guy like this guy. I'm a conservative, and he doesn't speak for me. And I hope, alternatively, that people like Michael Moore don't speak for all liberals.
Oh, no, but I'm looking at Drudge saying, why is this a news story? I looked in a couple that it started off with me with the George Michael story. That I'm looking at this going, why is George Michael and people getting mad at him in an internet chat room? Why are we reporting this? Why is this rising to the level of news? In some places it was done in the entertainment section, but in some places it was in the news section. And it's on Drudge's front page too, and yeah, he does do stock and trade as far as gossip as well as the regular stuff. But of all the things that Matt Drudge could choose to report, his number one story, his lead, is this.
Yeah.
I look at that and go, I don't know. I mean, that's all I'm looking at.
I think it's silly, but the fact of the matter is that I've heard people call you today,
mm-hmm,
and suggest in the same breath as Matt Drudge, Republicans are grasping at straws like this. And I'm not a Republican, I'm an independent, but I will vote for George Bush. I could care less about something like this. This is foolish. And I think that there are a significant number of liberals who think that people like Matt Drudge and Rush Limbaugh actually represent all of conservative thought. And I think that's, I understand that you're liberal and I respect that and that's fine. But when you allow them to then suggest that all Republicans think that there's a potential homosexual issue between John Kerry and his running mate, I mean, that's ridiculous. That's stupid.
Okay, I can take that as a criticism. I guess I wasn't looking at it as them doing an indictment saying all of Republicans are saying this, but they're kind of looking at the idea that these are some of the, you know, stones that are being thrown from the right side of the aisle, that these are some of the attacks that are then being leveled upon Edwards and upon Kerry, that they aren't actually dealing with issues or qualifications,
right, and
that they're instead
not dealing
with touching.
Candidates.
Yeah, they're not at all. They're dealing with
they're
touching.
They're not dealing. I mean, George Bush hasn't come out and said, whoa.
Yeah, no, he hasn't, but I've heard, but the strange thing is, there were two other conservatives inside of this office that have come up to me and said during the breaks, you know, I was thinking the same thing, the exact same thing that Drudge has on his website. In fact, one of them told me a story about how his father had talked to him and said, you know, maybe he thinks that John Edwards, that maybe John Kerry thinks John Edwards is good looking too. So I'm not indicting all of Republicans, but I mean, if we had to look at the side of the aisle that is more scared of the homosexuals than the other, it would be the GOP. They're the ones that are afraid that the gays getting married will tear down the fabric of our society, so much so that we have to have a constitutional amendment in order to prevent this small segment of society from actually getting married. And so that's what I keep looking at, is where we're looking at this morality, and if there are individuals that are more concerned about how much John Kerry and John Edwards are touching, chances are, I would have to guess, 90% of them or excess of that would be conservatives.
Well, I would agree with you there, but I don't think that most conservatives are concerned with how much John Kerry and his running mate touched each other over the last couple of days. I refuse to believe that. I think that that would be just silly.
That's a fair comment. A silly way to broad brush paint
conservative thought.
Well, I don't think I understand that, and I understand I'm trying not to broad brush, you know, all of conservative thought. But I look at it and just keep thinking that I don't know why Drudge is doing this. It's one of those things that just, you know, got under my skin. I'm looking at this going, why? What is the point here? There's so many other things. Because I was going for Drudge for news. I was looking at his site for news. I mean, I go to Newsmax. I go to WorldNet Daily. I go to a whole bunch of CNS News. I'm there every day. And I'm looking for all sorts of different news stories. And I click on Drudge, and I'm thinking, what's Drudge leading with? And I click on it, and it's two grown men touching. And touching in a friendly way, not in a nasty way. And I look at that and keep thinking, huh. And it was just one of those things that over the last, you know, couple of hours, it just kept coming back to me going, this is it. And I kept finding myself clicking back to the site going, okay, what's it going to have now?
I can honestly say, as a conservative person, even though I'm not a registered Republican, that I've never even been on that man's site. I've heard about him.
Yeah.
I don't need to hear anything more other than the kinds of things that you just said to make me understand that I have no time for.
Well, it's an interesting, and it is one of all the websites out there. I mean, it's Drudge Report. There are a couple of others out there, Wonkette, Instapundent. There are a couple of others that get tons and tons of traffic every day. And in all honesty, I mean, you know, to come to the base value also, Bob, the other reason is this was also going to be a really easy way for me to kind of open the door and talk about polling results, too, just to get into it. Not necessarily saying, you know, that we were going to go ahead and say that, hey, all conservatives hate John Kerry and hate and think that Edwards is gay and hates homosexuals, but what I was going to use it for, hopefully, was to open up the door and talk about some of the new polling results, talking about the race, and so, yeah, I was using it as a tool as well, to be perfectly honest with you, not necessarily trying to overblow it or hype it too much, because if I was going to do that, I'd probably pass that already, but I'd get into the poll results much quicker, but that's kind of what I was using it for as a window as well, as far as to drive the discussion eventually that way, but, you know, I appreciate it. It was good criticism. I understand what you're saying, and I'm sorry if I gave you the impression of broad brushing all Republicans, but I do think that this type of a website or this presentation does side with a lot of what they're thinking. 303-382-1150. I'm Bill Thorpe in for Enid Goldstein. Thanks, Bob, for the call. I'll be back after this on AM 1150 KNRC.
Libs lover.
True love is the greatest thing in the world.
Conservatives hater.
Ignoramus.
We have absolutely nothing in common.
And we all know her. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC.
Now, for a limited time at participating Subway restaurants, get three of your favorite footlong subs for only $11.99. That's right, three footlong subs for only $11.99. All day, every day, Subway. Eat fresh.
Join the National Multiple Sclerosis Society for the 19th annual Great West MS-150 Bike Tour and get ready to rock the rampart. The two-day 150-mile adventure begins on Saturday, July 10th at Conifer and traverses the rampart range through Buffalo Creek, Deckers, and Woodland Park. Last year, more than 1,900 participants raised $1.7 million to end the devastating effects of MS. To learn more or join this year's MS-150 Bike Tour, visit www.fightmscolorado.org.
The Capital Access Mortgage Bike Team, Lone Riders, looks forward to joining hundreds of other participants in support of MS Colorado on July 10th and 11th by cycling from Conifer to Colorado Springs and back in this year's Great West MS 150 fundraising bike tour, Rock the Rampart. At Capital Access Mortgage, we take pride in knowing our employees view their careers as an opportunity to help others achieve their dreams of home ownership. Their equal commitment to the community through participation in events like the MS Bike Tour gives us an even greater sense of pride. In an effort to do everything we can to support the local MS Society chapter, Capital Access Mortgage is offering a special opportunity to KNRC listeners. We will make a $100 contribution to the MS Society in your name once you close a loan with us. This opportunity stands through August 31st, 2004. Please join us in support of the MS Society. Call Capital Access Mortgage at 303-691-0691. 303-691-0691.
Talk to Doug Kellett.
Well, let's talk a little bit about John Edwards, because I know some of you are so giddy about the fact that John Kerry, by email today, which is something unusual, something new, named John Edwards as his vice presidential candidate. The thing that occurred to me at the beginning and still kind of rolls through my head is the old song, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia, where it says, don't trust your soul to an old backwoods southern lawyer. Because that's what John Edwards is.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
Classical music followed by a late dinner.
Going to a funny play with drinks and dancing afterwards.
An art exhibit, gallery walk.
No, an outdoor arts festival.
Summer in Breckenridge is all about the arts. There's live music most nights at the Riverwalk Event Tent. Art galleries, festivals, free performances, theater, and workshops. Over 150 things to do and see. Breckenridge. Visit gobrecknow.com today for competitive rates and tailored vacation. Have a cool summer experience in Breckenridge.
I'm having a hot flash.
Hey, girlfriend, this is Evelinda Ehrman and Judy Schwartz from Style Matters Live. You can win a free pair of tickets to join us to see the hysterical show Menopause the Musical, July 13th, 8 p.m. at the Denver Civic Theater.
Here's what you do. Email stylematters@knrcradio.com or write us at 1201 18th Street, Suite 220, Denver, 80202, and tell us what you love or hate about menopause. Deadline is July 9th.
Join us for Menopause the Musical, the hilarious celebration of women and the change.
She's the Rush alternative.
Didn't you talk about something else?
And she's not on medication.
Thank you.
Enid Goldstein, noon till 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
158 here at AM 1150 KNRC. The phone number is 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150. Talking a little bit about the Drudge Report, I don't know. It's one of those things, and Bob, I appreciate the phone call in the last segment, that it just kept coming back to me going, this is the number one story, and that's why it percolated up to the top, and, you know, I was going to use it to get into some of the other poll results and some of the other things out there. But, you know, yesterday we were talking about the Bush-Cheney ad, First Choice, showing that John McCain was supposed to be the first choice for John Kerry as running mate, even though Kerry never offered McCain the job. Well, you know, it looks like the Democrats, if they wanted to, could turn out their own ad called First Choice, because according to Knight Ridder News Service, back in the year 2000, McCain was the first choice. In fact, he's quoted as saying, he asked me to be the vice president, and I didn't want to do it. I'm Bill Thorpe. This is KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Inglewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 2 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rosalind Jordan. Former Enron CEO Ken Lay says he did nothing illegal and is eager to prove it in court as soon as possible.
Indeed, it has been a tragic day for me and my family. We believe also, though, that an indictment came down that should not have occurred.
Lay is pleading not guilty to charges related to the collapse of his once giant energy firm. Lay says he takes responsibility for the problems because he was CEO, but he claims he never broke the law. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says the latest intelligence suggests Al-Qaeda wants to launch a major attack on America before the November elections. The nation, though, is not going to a higher terror alert level. And Pentagon officials say an American Marine who was missing and presumed kidnapped in Iraq is now safe in Beirut. An investigation is underway to find out whether this was all a hoax. Wasif Ali Hassoun is said to be in good health. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Winner of 8 Associated Press Awards for journalistic excellence, including Best Newscast, award-winning news and entertaining talk. This is Denver's AM 1150 KNRC.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 92 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin, KNRC News. Denver police are trying to find a mentally handicapped man who disappeared yesterday. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
We're still moving along in pretty good shape as far as the freeways are concerned. A little bit of slow traffic north and south on I-25 through T-Rex, but that's not unusual anymore. 63rd and J and Gun Barrel watch for an accident. Should have that one out of the way in just a few minutes. And fire rescue equipment on the scene of a medical emergency. 47th and Holly in East Denver. WellsFargoLink.com has the information. WellsFargoLink.com has exclusive savings like a family four-pack to the Colorado Renaissance Festival for $29.95. Wells Fargo, the next stage. Wells Fargo Banks, members FDIC. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
A mentally handicapped man who works at a concession stand at Coors Field disappeared yesterday near the ballpark. 21-year-old Joshua Tracy is 5 feet 10 inches tall, 140 pounds, with brown hair and green eyes. Contact police immediately if you have any information on Tracy's whereabouts. This report brought to you by Melody Homes. Aurora police are investigating the fifth murder there in 2 weeks. Last night, a man was found with a gunshot wound to the chest. The man was found sitting in a Honda Civic after police received an anonymous call about shots being fired at an apartment complex on East 4th Avenue. Aurora Police Spokesman Larry Martinez explains where detectives are in the investigation.
Our major crimes unit was called out and began assisting by contacting people that were thought to have possibly had information on what had transpired.
Contact Aurora Police if you have any information on last night's shooting. Colorado Attorney General Ken Salazar leads all other candidates in fundraising in the race for the state's vacant U.S. Senate seat. According to financial records, Salazar has raised $2.5 million, $2 million of it since jumping into the race in March. Records show that about half of Salazar's donors were from outside Colorado. In sports, the Colorado Rockies head into San Diego today, tonight to start a four-game series against the Padres. Jason Jennings gets the start for the Rocks, whose winning streak was snapped by the Giants last night. D.R. Horton America's Builder Melody Series. Great incentives, no down, no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call them at 866-MELODY-H. Your exclusive Weather Channel forecast is next. KNRC News Time is 2:04.
Need a break from all the breaks on the other talk stations?
Listen.
Hear better talk and more of it.
Talk, speak, conversation.
On AM 1150 KNRC.
Hello, I hear them trucks coming, they're coming round the bend. I ain't seen so many trucks since I don't know when.
MedVet Chrysler Jeep Wheat Ridge and MedVet Chrysler Jeep Dodge Castle Rock are overstocked with Dodge Ram trucks, Jeep Grand Cherokees, and more. Get discounts up to $9,000 or make no payments until 2005 with approved credit. See MedVet for details. You don't have to settle for a hail-damaged vehicle to get big discounts. Come to the Big Gun MedVet Chrysler Jeep Dodge Truck Center on the I-25 corridor, depart the 181 Ram Castle Rock, or on I-70 in Wheat Ridge, exit Kipling, exit Ward, but exit the giant MedVet Autoplex. Join us at the Douglas County Fair and Rodeo July 30th through August 8th.
From Wyoming to New Mexico, everybody said, if you want a great deal, go to MedVet.
Short on time? Buy online at MedVet.com.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Spotty thunderstorms in from the west will again bring strong gusty winds, and we're due for thunderstorms right through the weekend, and the rainfall amounts in those will be increasing. Generally speaking, our highs over the next several days are going to range in the low 90s with overnight lows in the 60s. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Partly cloudy in 92 now. KNRC News Time is 2:06. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, Denver's choice for talk. Now, one of the Mile High City's most compelling talk hosts, Enid Goldstein. The producer is Joe Anderson. Board operations, Jordan Lyles. Now, here's Enid.
2:06 on AM 1150 KNRC. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. And the phone number is 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Some of the things we've been talking about, a little bit on the George Michael news. Evidently on his chat site, on his website, on the chat forum there, he got mad that a couple of people were bagging on him. They were making fun of George, saying, hey, you're old and fat and your music stinks. So he closed it down. And I kept looking at that thinking, this whole cult of personalities as far as celebrities and how we treat them. And that led me to a diatribe on the Matt Drudge site that, Matt Drudge, okay, gossip, news, a little bit of, pseudo-news, pseudo-gossip site. And the headline that he's got is dealing with Carrie and Edwards and whether or not they're touching each other. Oh, guys touching each other. Oh, the horror. Oh, jeez. Why is this a concern? I don't understand why this would be a concern of a group of people. I guess that's where I'm coming from. That's why it's an issue for me is, why is this a concern of his, whether or not the presidential and vice presidential candidate are showing a little bit too much affection? I mean, they're not dressing up in funny outfits and spanking each other on the weekend. Well, at least they're not doing it in public. But even then, I look at it and go, I don't care. We'll also get into the Tom Ridge announcement, a little bit of, talk after the terrorists. I don't think the terrorists have really been paying attention. And I want to know from you what happens if there is an attack, because I think that could be interesting as far as what happens in the political landscape in this country. And a couple of other things. There are some things like Bush-Kerry polls, some new numbers that we had Edwards onto the ticket and what happens there, and there's some interesting things. We'll get into all of those, hopefully. And a few other weird stories that I've noticed. 303-382-1150. This is my final day with you. I'm off tomorrow. Well, not off. I'm still going to be working here. But T.R. Reid is going to be filling in, and then Enid returns on Monday. And that's probably the last you'll hear from me in the near future. There are a couple of other fill-in slots coming up that some people are going out of town, but I'm not going to slide into those right away. Maybe a couple of weeks until you hear from me again. So you're probably thanking yourself for that. If you want to chat, 303-382-1150. Van helped with the news, so I want to go to Van as soon as possible. Van, how you doing today?
I'm having a great day.
Oh, good, man. It's not bad for a Thursday.
Oh, it's a great day. Yeah, I just got done touching a bunch of men for about 2 hours.
Oh, good. Hey,
yeah,
nice.
We strangled each other, break each other's bones. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, that sounds like great fun. Don't tell Matt Drudge, though. You could be his lead story.
Yeah, so I'm totally with Carrie and Edwards. I think it's totally fine for men to hug, touch. I just think that, if you're that like insecure in your sexuality,
yeah,
that you have to worry about touching another man, or you're so insecure you're worried about other men touching each other, oh my gosh. What are you doing?
Yeah, I kept looking at this thinking that not only is it weird as far as talks about Matt Drudge's ideas, but also how we view sexuality in this country, the fact that this would be an issue. And the weird thing was is that I've had two conservative people at the station tell me that not only they, but other people they know had raised the same question. And that's where I started.
Are they married?
One of them is not, but the others are. And so I kept going, huh.
I bet you they're all in the closet.
Maybe.
Yeah, I guarantee you. That's the only reason this would even be an issue for you.
That's what I keep looking at is I look at this.
No, I just, it's obvious. I mean, I've met too many people that are homophobes.
that then turn around and say, well,
Oh, yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, yeah. To be honest with myself, yes.
Yeah, totally.
That always comes out. I don't understand.
But you know what? I think another weird story that I'm actually just outside the bookstore about to try to pick it up. Larry Flint's new book.
I have not had a chance to read them. I know Flint is going to be joining. I think it's Wednesday of next week that she's going to, that he's going to be joining Enid Goldstein here in the studio.
Oh, yeah. Well, he you know, you remember his role in the whole Lewinsky thing?
Oh, yeah.
He drove, you know, 10 congressmen out of office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, basically, you know, they were going after Gingrich. Yeah, they were going after Clinton. And so, basically, Larry said, hey, I got a pile of money. Anybody that has any dirt on the guys that are investigating Clinton, pony up, and I've got money for you. And he bought a lot of people. He got a lot.
Yeah, and he put them out of office, and he got the information, documented it, and absolutely gutted people with
yeah.
it. And now he's going after the Prez. I mean, it looks like he's completely documented an illegal 1970 abortion with Bush's maid.
Hmm.
Yeah, isn't that tasty?
Really? Jeez.
That is really tasty.
Now,
so, I mean, that's good. I mean, you know, he's got a good track record. You know, he battled the United States and Larry Flint versus the United States to establish some really solid First Amendment rights.
That's
you know, he went after the scumbags that were trying to ruin our country, you know, back in 98, and now he's decided to
now,
cut
that's
Bush.
Interesting. That's interesting with the idea of the abortion story, because that's the first time I've run across that one. And the weird thing is, of course, you'd assume that the lawyers for Larry Flint would vet this thing pretty heavily, so they're probably fairly
safe. Oh,
he's got
way too much money to put something out there that's not true.
Exactly. So they think they're fairly safe, and they think that inside of a court that they can make this thing stick. The weird thing is, that, and I like doing this, is every time something like this comes out, I always look at the idea of how the media covers things, and obviously this information is out there, and Flint's got the information, but I haven't seen this information splashed all over pages of newspapers and all over magazines, like the same type of a sex scandal when, supposedly, Bill Clinton fathered an illegitimate child,
well,
you know,
the thing is that
years
it's
ago.
Such a powerful thing, because it's before Roe versus Wade,
yep.
you know? It's, you know, I mean, the excerpts I've read, it's before Roe versus Wade. It happened, it's an illegal abortion, so he broke the law. And it was done in the exact same environment that the conservatives are trying to create in this country.
Now that's,
and, you know, with regards to abortion.
Now that's
and I think
weird.
It's amazing, you know, I mean, I personally look at, you know, somebody Bush's age, you know, back then, 1970, you know, screw up. Although, you know, having sex with your maid is a little weak.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's a great story. I'm really glad Larry's on the ball again.
Now, I'm curious. I'm going to watch this one. And the thing that I keep looking at is why nobody, the you know, major media outlets
well,
aren't jumping all over
baby.
It.
Get
oh,
it
no, I'm not. I don't give me that much day. Control. Don't give me that much control at all. No way.
I don't.
Because I just, you know, it's not on Newsweek. It's not on the evening news. And remember how many times we had the story run
they're
when there was the idea
blurbs.
Of Clinton
they're
and the abortion.
Blurbs to it, but yeah, you're right. Nobody's covering it. And, you know, you have to hit the blogs to read the excerpt.
That's weird. And see, that's the time that every time, you know, people sit down, oh, liberal bias in the media. I look at this and go, well, if there was a real, honest, hardcore liberal bias, and sure, there are reporters, there are editors that do lean left, and there are papers and magazines that lean both left and right. But if there was a hardcore, liberal, controlled access of the media, gotta get Bush, then this would be evening news. I mean, why wouldn't Jennings have this? Why wouldn't Brokaw? Why wouldn't Rather make this one of the top three stories? I mean,
well,
if there really was that idea.
You know, because Larry Flint is an honest, you know, pornographer, and they just can't cope with the fact that he is what
yeah.
he is.
Yeah, because just by the fact that you put that name out there, and using Larry Flint will just, in everybody's mind, taint the information.
I think he's an American original. He's great.
He is very unique, and I did have a chance last time he was doing his book tour to meet him. But every time that I see him, Van, I mean, there's this personal story that if you've seen, you've seen People versus Larry Flint,
yep.
haven't you? And you know that Larry's... Some of his early sexual exploits were a little odd.
Oh, yeah.
Without going further into any detail, every time that I see, every time I met him, that's what I thought.
You don't want to do a, what is it? You don't want to get in trouble. No fines here.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I don't want to. So, yeah, every time I see him, though, that's what I think. It's horrible of me, but I just keep thinking, dude, come on. I just keep thinking, what? And then maybe that's why I went into the porn business to begin with, maybe. I don't know.
Well, no, I mean, you know, nobody's saying he's a saint.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Nobody said he was a saint at all.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hey, Van, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it.
All right,
take care. 303-322-1150 is the phone number. Interesting observation. So that would be interesting. I'm going to have to check that out and see if I can find out more information about that Larry Flint is running that one. I'm sure Enid will have it when he joins Enid next Wednesday. He's going to be here in the studio. Yeah, I believe gold-plated wheelchair and all. He will be here with Enid Goldstein on the 14th. So that'll be a fun one to tune into and see. I'm sure they'll get into all sorts of those details. So I'd be curious to what you think about the polls and Larry Flint, if you want to talk about that subject, and also the Drudge Report, because I'm reading a number of polls that are coming out post-Carrie Edwards. Now, the strange thing enough, okay, yeah, they're going to all be done by those liberal media outlets, so we all can just throw rocks at them right now to begin with, but we'll start with CBS News. CBS News did a recent poll. The Carrie Edwards ticket actually ends up beating a Bush-Cheney ticket by about 5 points. Now, that's among registered voters, and Kerry, it's a 49-44 split. Now, the weird thing is that in that same poll, if they did just Kerry, Kerry alone only beats Bush by 1 point. So there is a little bit of a swing, according to CBS News, with John Edwards on the ticket. The weird thing in that poll, though, is they found that Dick Cheney has heavily negative numbers, a favorability rating of only 27%, and that's compared to 47% of the respondents viewing Dick Cheney as unfavorable. Now, Edwards, when you look at it, he's not rated by many respondents because they didn't know him yet. But the strange thing is, it's about the same margin. He had about a 38% favorable rating. And about a 9% unfavorable rating. So that's mostly positive on his side. You know, it's a 9% unfavorable versus 27% unfavorable. That's rather interesting. If I look at an NBC News overnight poll, Kerry Edwards actually leads Bush Cheney by 11 points, 54% to 43, probably much closer than that statistically. But 24%. Basically, on the day that Edwards' selection, came about 24% more voters have swung saying that they're more likely to vote for Kerry Edwards than to vote for Bush Cheney. 7% of the respondents said that the selection of Edwards makes them less likely to vote for Cheney. So there were 24% that actually did say they're more likely to go ahead and vote for Kerry and Edwards because Edwards is on the ticket. Now, if we look at the idea of Bush versus Cheney, remember that George Bush said that Dick Cheney is ready to be the president, and next question. Yeah, he didn't even address John Edwards. He just left him out and said, obviously, Edwards could not be the president. But if you ask the American people, 45% think that Edwards could be a next president, 38% pick Cheney. And 49% to 28%, they pick Edwards as being the man who has a more optimistic view about the future of the country. And I think that's important, the idea of portraying the optimism. And we're going to see both parties try to do that. But I think inside this election, it is going to be vitally important to be the group or the individuals who basically have that optimistic view of the country, that the good times are around the corner, that we will win the war on terror, that we will turn around some of the lagging numbers in the economy, that the jobs will come back, that all of that is important. Optimism does win. You know, remember the question they always remember asking, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? That's an optimism question. The idea of, do you want to continue what was happening 4 years ago versus do you want to continue and go forward and change something? So that's interesting. The same NBC overnight poll also finds that Bush's approval rating is around at 48% approval, 45% approval, 48% disapproval. Cheney gets about a 44% approval rating in that one. So that's kind of interesting there. There does seem to be a bump in the poll numbers for Edwards. And normally that happens after a candidate is announced and they added a vice presidential candidate. It'll be interesting to see over the next couple of weeks whether or not that bump will sustain itself. But what I think is interesting is you're seeing large unfavorable numbers coming out in terms of Dick Cheney. And then you have former Republican Senator Alphonse D'Amato coming out and saying in public that Dick Cheney needs to be dropped from the ticket. Who do they want to replace him with? Well, Senator Colin Powell, or Secretary of State Colin Powell, or Senator John McCain, or even Condi Rice might be appealing. Now, I would say if you put Powell, McCain, or Rice on the ticket, it's much stronger. It's a much stronger run for a ticket on the GOP side of the aisle, than it is currently right now, especially with Cheney getting so many negative numbers. What do you think? 303-382-1150. Do you think Cheney's going to be bounced from the ticket, and do you care? 303-382-1150. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. We'll be back right after this and take more of your phone calls. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm standing in the middle of Auraria Parkway. It's a traffic jam right now.
Whoa.
But on August 13th, it'll be part of the fastest 3 days of the summer when the Centrix Financial Grand Prix of Denver brings the very best of open-wheel racing right here to these city streets. Wow, I can see it now. Some of the best cars and drivers in the world screaming past me at 160 miles an hour. 2003 Champ Car champion Paul Tracy racing wheel-to-wheel with two-time Denver Grand Prix winner Bruno Junqueira. They'll be side-to-side into turn one. They'll hit the brakes and then pull almost 3 G's as they accelerate past the Pepsi Center. Well, you get the idea. Don't miss the Centrix Financial Grand Prix of Denver. It's your only chance to see this international field of drivers. But it'll be much more than just a race. There'll be extreme sports, a lifestyle expo, and Sugar Ray playing live at the Universal Lending Pavilion Saturday, August 14th. Think of it as Denver at full throttle. And get your tickets at Ticketmaster by calling 303-830-TIXS or visit gpdenver.com. The Centrix Financial Grand Prix of Denver, August 13th through 15th.
Hey, get out of the room.
Okay, well, so I'm a little early.
Imagine this. You're busy at work, you randomly run into someone at the printer, and they give you a 100% raise. Hard to imagine, huh? So why do we expect it when it comes to dating? We go to the same old places and wonder why our soulmate doesn't walk in and ask us out. Maybe that's the problem. The approach is wrong. Cottonwood Connection, helping singles connect, can help you with making meaningful connections with Denver singles. Sign up today by calling 303-424-2300 and receive $100 off your membership. Plus, you'll be entered in a drawing August 28th for a $500 romantic getaway package for you and a date to the Lodge and Spa at Breckenridge. Also, as a valued KNRC listener, the Lodge and Spa at Breckenridge offers a preferred summer lodging special. Call 800-736-1607. Mention the KNRC Summer Special and receive weekend rates starting from $85, not including taxes and fees. Restrictions apply. So call Cottonwood Connection now at 303-424-2300.
That sucking sound you hear is our competitors sucking local dollars right to San Antonio or Atlanta. That's why when you listen to them, there is clutter, interrupted by occasional programming. Not here. Not here. Out-of-town ownership took your talk radio away. Locally owned AM 1150 KNRC is here to give it back to you. More talk, less clutter. More talk, less clutter. AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio. The Dow Jones Industrial Average off 24 points right now, the NASDAQ off 20. Investors are fretting that last month's disappointing retail sales signals a slowdown in consumer spending and a cooling in the economic recovery. Former Enron CEO Kenneth Lay says he is not guilty of criminal charges related to the collapse of the energy company he founded. Martha Stewart's bid for a new trial has been denied, clearing the way for her to be sentenced next week on her conviction of lying about a stock sale. Good news for homeowners. Freddie Mac says the average rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage has dropped to a 10-week low of 6.01%. United Airlines is dropping the 5% fare increase that it added to most international routes last week. Rivals failed to match that move to pay for higher fuel costs. And Bank of America is now the official bank of Major League Baseball. It gives the number three U.S. bank tremendous exposure at a cost of $40 to $50 million over the next five seasons. Sue Herrera, CNBC Business Radio.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story says it all.
I have found someone to love me unconditionally.
It's emotional, spiritual, and physical.
This is the best I have felt in my life.
At eHarmony, we'd sure like to help you have that feeling of being in love with your soulmate. That's why at eHarmony, we match you on the deep dimensions of compatibility that make for relationships designed to last a lifetime.
This man is everything that I have ever dreamed of.
Let eHarmony help you find the love of your life. Log on to eHarmony and take our $40 personality profile. Yours free when you log on today. Lot of happy couples out there thanks to eHarmony.com.
Hi, this is Jimmy Lakey inviting you to join me on the Friday edition of my radio show, 6 to 10 in the morning, as we are joined by Congressman Tom Tancredo, Attorney Larry Klayman from Judicial Watch, and don't forget the ever-so-popular Joke and Talent Hour. It's Friday morning, 6 to 10, with me, Jimmy Lakey, right here on AM 1150 KNRC. See you there.
talk time than any other Denver talk radio station. More talk, less clutter. Now, here's Enid Goldstein.
225 on AM 1150 KNRC with The Cure's Close to Me pounding in the background behind us. And maybe that's what Drudge is concerned about, is that John and John are getting a little too close. And the race is becoming closer and closer all the time as well. Looking at the polling numbers, and again, there's a plus or minus in the statistical average. But they are interesting, and I think that as a spectator sport, that the election season is going to be fun to watch. The only problem is all of us are going to have to participate in it, too, and we're all going to have to get a little dirty. So that's going to be a little bit of a downer. But just to watch it, to sit back and watch it as a spectator sport, will be a lot of fun. Some of the other polling numbers that I'm seeing right now is, again, we're hearing about the trial lawyer factor. We're hearing about the idea that because Edwards is a trial lawyer, that people will not trust him, that that he will not be... absorbed into the mainstream of American culture, that the average person in Ohio or in Montana or in Washington or right here in Denver, Colorado, will not like the idea that John Edwards is a trial lawyer. Well, the Gallup people went out and, of course, did a series of polls about this, and Edwards' trial lawyer experience was viewed as a strength. 67% of people, 26% actually said that is a major strength, 41% said that it's a minor strength. 67% said that it was a strength. And 30% said it was a weakness. And then there was a group that was undecided. But that's interesting, because looking at the idea of a trial lawyer, and I do say that of all the trial lawyers, that Edwards is the kind that is going to play very, very well, because he is, again, the little lawyer going up against the big guys. You know, it's not like when George Bush stood up on stage a couple of weeks ago, and I forget where he was. I forgot what town he is. If I need to, if you want the information, I can drag out what town he was in. But he was making a speech about medical malpractice and insurance claims going up. And he turned and had this doctor on the stage with him. He turned to talk to this doctor and said, "This is a doctor, one of the men who has been driven out of the business because of medical malpractice insurance hikes. It's because of the rising cost of insurance for himself and for you that this doctor can no longer practice." And then he came out and said, "You're fine, American," and brought him out, and he talked on stage about what happened to him. You know what he didn't mention, though? You know what this doctor didn't mention? The fact that two of the cases that came against him that he actually lost, one was for not having proper procedures followed during the birth of a child. The child got into distress inside of the womb, and because certain things were not done properly, the kid died. Okay, there could be a little bit of error there. But you know what one of the other malicious, horrible lawsuits that this doctor faced was from these nasty people just trying to get money out of the institution? Well, it was this woman who actually had surgery performed on her. And she had some abdominal surgery. And then the doctor sewed her back up and sent her home and said, "You got a couple of weeks recovery." A couple of weeks into that, she's thinking, "Man, my stomach's still hurting. I'm getting a lot of pain here." She goes back and sees the doctor. He said, "Man, you just had surgery. Don't worry about it. Everything will clear up." She starts to get more and more sick. Eventually, she goes to the hospital. They do some basic x-rays on her stomach and find out the man left both a clamp and a sponge inside of her stomach. In her abdominal cavity, he had left a clamp and a sponge inside of her abdomen and sewed her back up. When they opened her up, they could pull out the clamp. The problem was the sponge, which is slightly organic, had already grafted to portions of her liver and her stomach and her intestines. They couldn't get it out. It couldn't be taken out. They could do some minimizing of it, but they couldn't yank it out. So she's going to be sick for a while. But that's right. It's because of these nasty, horrible lawyers that doctors like this are no longer in the practice. Isn't that right? Well, we brought these statistics to you yesterday, and I actually was listening to Doug Kellett driving home yesterday, and I actually couldn't believe when a man came on the radio station with him and talked about the idea of these horrible malpractice lawsuits. But none of you helped me out. None of you called him and said that I gave statistics less than an hour before that that showed from the Congressional Budget Office, if we would eliminate all of these lawsuits, eliminate them right now, we would only save 2% on the total cost of health care in this country. 2%. Tort reform, the answer? No. It is such a minute part of the puzzle. In fact, if you look at the statistics, you look at the rising cost of malpractice insurance and the insurance rates that we pay versus the amount of money that the insurance companies are paying off, and it is ridiculous. Normally, they have an increase in what they pay off every year of around 10% to 15%. But their rates are increasing 40 to 50% at times. at least 30 to 35% on a yearly basis. They're not paying out more money. What they're doing is they're just trying to get more money and using it as an excuse. If you want to look at how to control the medical malpractice insurance, control the insurers. Control what they are charging for it. Because the money that they are receiving is not equal to the money they are paying out. They are receiving far more money than they are paying out, as well they should. But when you look at the statistical breakdown, it is shocking to see how much they're paying out versus how much they're taking in. What they're doing is they're soaking you. They're soaking you and I and the doctors on an excuse. That's all it is. Tort reform will not change this. We could change the laws right now. And I was hoping that one of you would have called Doug and showed him that the statistic that those states that have limits on what you can award and limits on the suits versus those that don't, there's virtually no statistical change in the amount of what insurance costs from one state to the other. It's basically the same. There isn't that much of a saving by curtailing these types of awards and curtailing these suits. Doesn't exist. I know, but it's tort reform. That's what we need. Now, you know what else I'm hearing in the rumor mill right now? In fact, the New Republic, of all places, strangely enough, I picked this up out of the New Republic. There is a new piece there. I think it's Judas Ackerman and someone else. I don't know who the third guy is on the piece. But there's a piece in the New Republic talking about a July surprise. No, that's not going to be some strange little man that's going to jump out behind your door when you walk home tonight. No, it's the July surprise that basically the New Republic reporters are saying there are sources that the Bush administration is in discussions with Pakistan currently. Now, what are these discussions surrounding? These discussions are surrounding putting emphasis on capturing Osama bin Laden or another high-value target before the election. And there are a series of contracts and a series of things that they have dangled in front of the Pakistanis. They did a conversation about purchasing F-16s and missile systems and a few other things for Pakistan. They want it for their military. But Pakistan was told, we're going to wait a little bit. In the same conversation that they talked about bringing Osama bin Laden or another high-value target to light. So, no, I don't believe the Bush administration is hiding Osama bin Laden somewhere and then you pull him out like a rabbit out of the hat right near the election. But, yeah, are they trying to grease the skids and make sure that Pakistan is going to play nice until then? Absolutely. Sure they are. That's the kind of July surprise or August surprise or maybe October surprise that we'll see. We'll see what happens. 303-382-1150. Be curious to what you think about these. Let's talk to Christopher on a cell about tort reform real quickly. Christopher, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Bill. How are you, man?
Not too bad. How's Thursday's treating you pretty well?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
Well, you were saying that nobody called for, you know, about it, about what you were talking about, the medical thing. And somebody did.
They did? Oh, good. Good. Because I did not hear it. I was out of the car then and I didn't hear it.
The thing was, is the guy called and he whipped out your statistic of
10%.
And the guy who Doug had on pretty much, you know, threw so many figures at him that the guy just shut up and left.
Oh, that's unfortunate. And that is a game. And unfortunately, you know, you go back and then we play dueling statistics. And that kind of stinks that you get into that idea of, you know, my statistics are better than your statistics. But I would say if you're looking at the Congressional Budget Office, yeah, I would kind of side with them more times than not if I had to.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have no issue on it because I don't trust doctors to begin with.
Yeah.
I haven't been to one in like over 10 years. My wife
doesn't
go all the time, but
wow.
I don't trust doctors.
Well, remember, Christopher, they do call it medical practice, not medical profession, so there is an issue there.
That's one of my main points with it. They call it practice. Shouldn't they already have practiced that in school?
Yeah, exactly. That's what we thought they were going and doing that internships for.
I also wanted to say, man, it's been a great week listening to you. I have a hard time listening to Enid. You're good.
Oh, thank you. That's so kind of you. But you can't say that too loud, Christopher.
I hope you do one day get your own spot, man, because you definitely do deserve it.
Thank you so much, Christopher. That's so kind of you. Just don't say it too loudly or they may not ask me back because they may just push me off the short plank out here, maybe our weather deck. They'll come over there and go, look, I think I see a quarter over the edge, and then I end up tumbling off the edge. And workman's comp, though. Christopher, thank you so much for the nice words. I've got a little bit of time here. Oh, man, you know, I'm going to run late. I ran so late last hour. I hope that at least one of these news reports I'll hit on time. Gary, hang with me. I'll get to you in just a second, and we'll talk a little bit. But we're going to have to do it after the news. I'm Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. You want to talk, 303-382-1150. There are a whole bunch of things we can chat about. Tom Ridge, he made an announcement talking about there is an impending strike they expect inside of the country before the elections. So the question that I've got, have the terrorists just simply not been paying attention? What happens if there is an attack? How does this work? What do you think motivates the terrorists? Do you think the terrorists actually care about whether or not George Bush or John Kerry is the president? And if so, why? Why do the terrorists care? They were attacking us when Clinton was president. They nailed us a couple of times, I believe, when Reagan was president as well. Does it matter whether or not it's the GOP or the Dems that are in charge of this country? Or are they mad at other things? So do we think they really care about the presidential election? That's the implication. Is the implication basically that the terrorists want you to elect John Kerry? That's an interesting thought. What do you think? 303-382-1150. Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. This is AIM 1150 KNRC. And now for the man who has always wanted to be president, but unfortunately was president of the Geek Club, president of the Chess Club, president of the Model Builders Society, stuff like that. So all he did is got beat up when he was walking home from school. Yeah, that's Tim McLaughlin. How you doing today?
I'm hanging in there.
Yeah, are those models coming along well? You're working on that battleship?
Yeah.
Well, I saw. I mean, there was glue all over the desk the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And you were cursing.
No, that's
and,
not
know.
From the models.
Oh, okay. A little more glue for Tim. Oh, that's okay. Now we can do the news. Look at the colors. Okay, Tim. Before it wears off, let me know what the news is.
All right. It's partly cloudy and 95 degrees now. Aurora police are trying to solve a murder. I'll have that story in a moment. First, let's check traffic with Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Newest freeway problem is a stalled motorist northbound I-225 at Tamarack. That's supposed to be blocking lane number 3, and there's a tow truck on the scene there taking care of that. Also, a medical emergency out of the Denver area, but still causing some problems. It's northbound I-25 approaching the Greenland Road exit near Larkspur. 104th in Peoria, about 6 blocks east of there. Watch for fire equipment on the scene of a grass fire. And southbound Wadsworth at 66th Avenue in Arvada. Watch for a minor collision there causing you some delays. Taking by Dean Koontz has the information. New York Times best-selling author Dean Koontz presents The Taking. It's an adventure story like no other. The Taking is available on cassette and CD wherever books are sold. Steve Smith in the KNRC Traffic Center.
Aurora has recorded its 5th murder in 2 weeks. Detectives asking anyone with information on the latest killing to come forward. Police received an anonymous call late last night about gunshots at an apartment complex on East 4th Avenue. Officers found a man in a Honda Civic who had been shot in the chest. He was pronounced dead in an area hospital. This report brought to you by Melody Homes. Even though we've had a month of rain and moderate temperatures, fire danger in Colorado is climbing again. With temperatures in the 90s and high winds, fire danger in some parts of the state has risen to red levels. The worst areas are along Colorado's western slope, while Denver and most of the Front Range is at medium or orange fire danger levels. Convicted multiple murderer Nathan Dunlap has lost another round in court. An Arapahoe County District Judge reportedly issued a nearly 400-page ruling denying Dunlap's appeal of his conviction. In 1996, Dunlap was convicted of shooting 5 people, killing 4 of them, at a Chuck E. Cheese restaurant in Aurora in 1993. D.R. Horton, America's Builder Melody Series. Great incentives. No down, no closing cost programs available. Visit MelodyLiving.com or call them at 866-MELODY-H. We'll take a look at the KNRC weather forecast next. KNRC News Time is 2:38.
America's Department of Homeland Security wants to keep you informed during this war on terrorism.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand.
And AM 1150 KNRC is your best source in Denver when the government issues an alert. AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Evelinda Ehrman.
And I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live.
Even if you're not born with great style, you can buy it.
Just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
J. Checking the KNRC weather forecast. Partly cloudy, some isolated thunderstorms this afternoon. That'll be pretty much the repeat for this evening. It'll clear up after midnight, down to around 60 for tonight's low. Variably cloudy tomorrow. Maybe some afternoon thunderstorms will top out around 90. Partly cloudy and 95 now. KNRC News Time is 2:40. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
If you're a guy that needs to lose weight but doesn't want to eat like a sissy, try Advanced Z-Carb. Z-Carb blocks the fat-causing carbs from the foods you love, like pizza, french fries, and beer, allowing you to lose weight fast. Listen to these Z-Carb users.
Before Z-Carb, 6 weeks ago I had a gut, but now look, no gut. I lost 25 pounds.
Atkins, Z-Carb helped me drop 4 belt notches in 3 weeks.
No starving, no killer workouts. I lost 30 pounds.
Forget the gimmicks and starvation diets. Z-Carb is an advanced doctor-recommended formula that uses natural ingredients to help you lose weight fast. Best of all, Z-Carb comes with a money-back guarantee.
Call now to try Advanced Z-Carb, risk-free for 30 days at 888-201-1540. Ask how to receive a free supply with your purchase at 888-201-1540. Get your money back if you don't see dramatic results. Call 888-201-1540. That's 888-201-1540.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
Well, that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
We have it on all the time.
KNRC.
I'm Philip. I work in IT.
You think you know me.
You think you know what it's like sitting in traffic at I-25 in Hampton with the AC broken and my Doug Kellett show getting walked all over by some punk kid subwoofer.
Doug Kellett, weekdays from 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC. And now the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
Oh, David Bowie, this, the album that put him on the map. He was not viewed as a musical genius until Ziggy Stardust came out, until he begins the era of glam rock. He is the one that put on the makeup, put on the mascara, the funny clothes, and got out on stage and created an alternate character. So if you don't like what's going on in music right now, you think they're being a little too weird, putting on too much makeup, wearing too much spandex, well, fortunately, Bowie's kind of the guy that started that. And really was funny if you look at his musical career prior to and then after Ziggy Stardust album. That was an interesting juxtaposition because all of a sudden he's this musical genius after Ziggy Stardust and is not before Ziggy Stardust. And so kind of interesting. Jordan Lyles making sure that we run smoothly today. He's responsible for picking all the music. Thank you very much. He's been a real integral to making sure the show runs well this week. And, of course, Joe Anderson has been keeping me on time, making sure that I'm getting all the right reads, helping you with the phone calls, and doing lots of research for me as well. And I couldn't do the show as well without Joe Anderson. Really, Enid's got a great team with her, and I really appreciate her allowing me to come in here and sit in with the team and just to have fun with you. And thanks for joining me throughout the week. T.R. Reid is going to be here tomorrow. Enid will be back on Monday. Stay tuned because we still do have one more pair of tickets to see Terracotta Warriors Friday, July 16th at 8 a.m. I've got to give those away in the next 15 minutes because it's 2:44 right now. So if you stick with me for 15 minutes, I guarantee I'll give you a chance to go see Terracotta Warriors for free. Phone number to talk to me, 303-382-1150. I'm going to go right back to the phones and talk to Gary and Aurora. Gary, how are you doing today?
Pretty good, Bill.
Good.
I wanted to let you know I was the one supporting you yesterday.
Thanks. Thank you.
From the Manhattan Institute. I know his first name was Joe, but I forgot what his last name is.
Yeah.
Asked him about the 2% of health care costs, he wouldn't give me a direct answer. I had to ask him three times. And then when he finally admitted that was the statistical truth, he did a 10-minute filibuster with Doug.
Of course.
I didn't really ask a follow-up question.
Oh, Gary, thank you so much for calling in and pointing that out, because that's one of the things that we always hear about when I'm hearing a tort reform. I always hear about statistical increases, that a percentage of this increases over X, Y, and Z time, and they never look at it as far as real dollars or as far as the total cost of spending. And when we look at the total cost of spending and what we're spending on health care, medical malpractice lawsuits are so much of a minor portion of this. And the weird thing is that I'm not sure a lot of people know that if you look at over the last 30 years, if you look at adjust for inflation dollars, so that we're talking about real dollars, the payouts over the last 30 years have been flat. 30 years ago, we were paying out no more money than we are right now for medical malpractice claims. It's odd.
Well, here's the thing that really, when during his filibuster, he basically put his foot in his mouth. You know how the Republicans and the right wing of the party is really knocking Edwards because he's an attorney.
Yeah.
Well, he basically answered my question for me, but of course I couldn't get on to ask him that. He said that the cost that he's so upset about, the malpractice cost, cannot be controlled at the federal level. They can actually be controlled more at the state level. So if that's the truth, and he said it was because he's from that Manhattan Institute that knows everything, why is he so afraid of Edwards? Because Edwards is on the federal level.
Yeah, and of course, and they're looking for federal tort reform. Remember, it's the Bush administration is not pushing for states to do tort reform. Vice President Bush, when he spoke last week and said that the lawsuits, the frivolous lawsuits, are, quote, running up the cost of medicine, and Vice President Cheney said that because trial lawyers are powerful in the Senate and the key to medical liability reform is to control the cost of health care, they didn't talk about it being the states. They talked about it on a federal level, so they weren't looking at controlling this either. It's nothing more than a pawn in the debate.
No, they like to twist the facts and lie a lot. But here's the reason.
Yeah.
Here's the reason our medical costs and our pharmaceutical costs have gone up about 30 to 40% in the Bush administration, is because they can. The pharmaceutical companies know that they got carte blanche. The medical companies know they got carte blanche with Bush. And guess what? When Hillary and Bill Clinton were in the White House, guess what? Health costs went down. The pharmaceuticals went actually down 20% while they were in office.
See, and that's significant. That's a significant cost, and especially with people that are on fixed incomes. And it's really odd when you look at the debate over the recent prescription drug bill, that one of the investigative committees actually came out and said that, yes, that basically the healthcare individuals were telling people to not come out and, you know, tell Congress what the actual costs were going to be. And you look at that and think, wait a minute, how can you possibly think that this is a good idea for them not to come out and to say what the real costs of this new prescription drug plan is, and then if so, who does it benefit? And that's the weird part. And it didn't violate any laws, but they found that the Department of Health and Human Services, one of the top officials, was actually threatening one of the people below him and said, listen, if you tell them how much this is really going to cost, there is going to be hell to pay. And I look at that and go, wait a minute. And the Congress people investigating this and on the committees were asking for the numbers. And they turned around and said, nope, we're not giving them to you.
Of course not, because they all, you know, the Bush administration think we all have much potatoes sticking out of our ears, and we're worried about a 2% increase from malpractice, and we don't care about 40% or 30% increase on medical insurance and or pharmaceuticals. I mean, hello, you know, welcome to the real world, Bush administration. The rest of us have to live in.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know about you, but my health care costs have gone up over the last 2 years as far as what I pay to cover my family as far as insurance. I mean, I'm getting a jump of about, over the last 2 years, I'm jumping at about 40% is what I'm paying. And that's significant inside of my budget and my household. That's significant money.
And what about the poor employers? They're getting killed, too.
Yep, they absolutely are. And this report actually came out and said on June 17th and November 7th of 2003, the Minority Staff Director for the House Ways and Means Committee Subcommittee on Health made written requests to this organization to estimate the total cost of the Medicare bill, and they never responded. Never responded, even though they knew the numbers that were out there were $200 to $300 billion less than what they knew the actual cost to be. You mad.
They don't want to know. They don't want us to know the truth, because the more truth we know, the worse they're going to look.
That's true. Hey, Gary, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it. 303-382-1150. That's the part that I look at. We're looking at tort reform, and I keep going through the Congressional Budget Office numbers, and it says that the costs for medical malpractice lawsuits represent less than 2% of the total spending of the nation on health care. And that the tort reform legislation that Bush and Cheney are pushing right now would actually reduce healthcare insurance premiums by how much? How much of a savings are you and I going to see in our paycheck because of this tort reform that they say is so popular, that Dick Cheney says is the key to medical liability reform? We'll see about less than one half of 1%. Less than one half of 1% of a reduction in the premiums that you will pay if we gave Bush Cheney everything they want as far as tort reform and medical malpractice and liability lawsuits right now. Less than one half of 1% is how your health insurance premiums would change. You know why that is? Now, why does that not make sense? It's one of those things that you go, that doesn't seem to make sense. Well, because we are arguing that the argument on the GOP side is basically right now that it is the lawyers' fault and all the lawsuits' fault that all this money is going to the doctors and the malpractice insurance companies and everything else, because you guys out there are basically bringing all these silly lawsuits. Well, let's look at what the insurance companies are doing. Why would the insurance companies, if statistics, when you look at them, the payouts for medical malpractice insurance claims, you know, the ones where they actually have to pay the money out of the pocket, it's flat in constant dollars. When you adjust for inflation, it is flat over the last 30 years. In the mid-1980s, they were paying out no more dollars in medical malpractice insurance claims than we are right now. So why do the insurance premiums continue to go up? Let's think about this in an economic framework. How do the insurance companies, what do they do with the money when the premiums come in? Do they put it into a large bank account? Do they stuff it in a bottom drawer somewhere? Do they stick it under a mattress? Do they have a large safe in the back of the office and they're putting all of our checks in there? Do they have one bank account that they throw everything into? Is that what they do? No, that's not what they do. If you understand the insurance game, if you understand how the industry is done, what they do is take the premiums that you send in to them, some of that is operating cost, but what is left over, they invest. They play the stock market, they do mutual funds, they do investing. They take our money and then invest it. They're looking for a return on our dollars. And what you find when you look at the statistics is that your insurance premiums rise or fall in direct relationship to the strength or weakness of the economy where you live. The economy goes down, they lose money on their investments. They need to make it up somewhere. So we make up the difference. That's how it's done. It has nothing to do with how many lawsuits they lose. It has to do with the fact that their funds are getting hit. Makes you think a little bit differently about that insurance industry, huh? Yeah, maybe a little bit. 303-382-1150 is the phone number if you want to chat about that. We got a couple other things we can do before the top of the hour. I'm going to step aside, but right now is that very special moment when you can dial the call-in line, 303-382-1150. If you are the third caller right now, I'm going to give you a free pair of tickets to go see Terracotta Warriors. Friday, July 16th, 8 o'clock, Temple Buell Theater. You and a guest can go, courtesy of AM 1150 KNRC. You can go down to the Temple Buell and see the new action musical, Terracotta Warriors. I guess it's got extravagant dance performances, songs, martial arts. It talks about the emperor's life, the very first emperor in 221 BC of China. It talks about his coronation all the way through his death, and there's supposed to be these elaborate fight sequences. It talks about rule by terror, loyalty, force, love, betrayal, all that really cool stuff. So you call right now, 303-382-1150. If you're the third caller, we'll send you to Terracotta Warriors for free, courtesy of AM 1150 KNRC. I got a couple other things we'll wrap up right after this. We'll also take your phone calls. I'm Bill Thorpe, filling in for Enid Goldstein. Got about 5 minutes left. This is AM 1150 KNRC.
Or Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Don't miss the Centric's Financial Grand Prix of Denver, the fastest 3 days of the summer, August 13th through the 15th. Tickets available at Ticketmaster, 303-830-TIXS.
Take advantage of great low mortgage rates today. Call Western State Mortgage at 888-617-5255 and get a loan package that is custom tailored for your individual needs. A recent customer had this to say.
I got burned by another mortgage company. They made promises that simply didn't follow through. Then I called Western State Mortgage and they consolidated my debt at a much lower rate. And now I'm saving over $800 per month. I should have called Western State Mortgage first.
You too can lower your mortgage payment by literally hundreds of dollars per month. Western State Mortgage supports independent radio right here in Denver and Colorado. Call and mention this ad, and if they complete your loan, they'll donate $250 to the Colorado Multiple Sclerosis Society. Start your 2004 off right and call them now at 888-617-5255 or visit them online at westernstatemortgage.com to get your free rate quote and good faith estimate. Call them at 888-617-5255. That's 888-617-5255. Equal housing lender.
So, you can't get anything clean in your house, and you spent a fortune on this soap and that soap and dish soap and laundry soap and the soap your mom uses and the soap that comes in the pretty box and the soap that comes in the ugly box, and I hate to have to tell you this, but it's not your soap. It's your water. Get a Culligan water softener, and everything from your dishes to your shower door will sparkle. Culligan water softeners. Soft water cleans harder.
Say, hey, Culligan man, for a great offer to rent or own. Trust the water experts. Call 800-Culligan or visit Culligan.com today. Dealer participation may vary. Expires August 31st.
The odds and ends that live under Dylan's bed come to life in the Arvada Center's children's theater production, The Monster Under the Bed, playing June 15th through July 29th in the Arvada Center's outdoor amphitheater. Ideal for children ages 3 and older. This original musical production is the entertaining story of clothes and toys fighting to survive as Dylan cleans his room. For more information or for tickets, call 720-898-7200 or visit www.arvadacenter.com.
It may not be your fault you're overweight. Defeat the hormones that keep you fat and learn why even doctors are ordering Quarter Slim. 1-800-LOSS-139. 1-800-LOSS-139. 800-LOSS-139.
What a beautiful day for a morning show, ladies and gentlemen. And they're on the air. It's early morning news and information, followed by traffic. On the outside, it's weather. Here comes clever conversation. Out of nowhere, it's quick wit and sarcasm. Back on the inside, it's caller, you're on the air. It's answer the question. It's more news headlines, and now a word from our sponsor.
Every morning, we make sure the odds are in your favor with Jimmy Lakey on AM 1150 KNRC. He's looking out for you.
Listen.
Bill O'Reilly, weekdays at 10 a.m., exclusively with the Radio Factor on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC.
The Kerry Edwards combo came on strong in Florida, following up a nighttime rally in St. Petersburg with another rally here in Fort Lauderdale. And Florida's role in the last election was a big part of their message.
And you know those machines, all those election officials are working on to make them ready in time? I'll make a deal with them. They fix those machines and we'll fix America. We are Americans. We're the can-do people. We're the people who are the optimists. We've always changed the world, and we're going to now let America be America again.
Here again, Enid Goldstein.
2:57 here at AM 1150 KNRC. Bill Thorpe filling in for Enid Goldstein. Only got a couple of minutes left with you. Thanks a lot for joining me this week. T.R. Reid is in tomorrow, and then Enid returns on Monday. Make sure you tune in Wednesday. She has Larry Flint going to be live and in the studio. That'll be a lot of fun. And just the clip that we just heard with John Kerry, I think is very important, because I think that what'll happen and how we'll change this election will be based on how the election is framed. The Bush administration right now is going to run on the platform of terror, war, the idea that he is a war president. I still haven't quite figured that one out about him being a war president. I keep looking at these comparisons that the war on terror is being like any one of a number of other wars that we've found, but this is a non-traditional conflict. There is no country of terror. There is no ruler that we can go after. We knew that the kamikaze pilots in Japan were going to stop, you know, trashing themselves into our aircraft carriers when we got the emperor. We have no emperor to get for them to stop blowing themselves up. So this is a non-traditional conflict. It shouldn't be viewed as a, quote, war. There are other ways that we need to look at this. This is a war of choice that we are involved in as far as Iraq, and it's a war of opportunity, not of necessity. Necessity, go into Afghanistan. Necessity, chase the terrorists at the countries. Necessity to dump Saddam, not so tough. Not really there. So I think it's going to be important as far as how we frame this war. The GOP will be running off the platform of it being a war president, and you don't want to change horses in the middle of a war. I think Kerry and Edwards are very smart to be looking at the optimism. That's the point that I think they can win. If they start turning around and saying, if they paint the Bush administration and the campaign as being afraid, being the ones that we're at war, they're going to get us, we don't know where, we don't know when, oh my gosh. if that's what they're going to be running off of, that we have to be strong against terror, how do we fight up to them? We have to stand up to them. It becomes the idea of being afraid or living in fear because somebody is going to come out and attack you. Edwards and Kerry can make hay if they play up the optimism that America is going to be better, that yes, we can beat the terrorists, but your life is also going to improve. That's the way they can win this thing, in my opinion, but hell, they didn't ask me, and what do I know? You've been listening to me for a couple of days, and you probably know how much I know. You probably have a good opinion of my abilities. Thanks a lot for joining me. I appreciate Enid Goldstein, Joe Anderson, and Jordan Lyles for helping me while I've been here. This is KNRC.
Hear Colorado talk. This is Colorado's locally owned and operated AM 1150 KNRC, Englewood, Denver's premier talk station.
KNRC News Time, 3 o'clock.
NBC News Radio, I'm Rosalind Jordan. In Houston, former Enron chief Ken Lay has pled not guilty to 11 counts of fraud and lying stemming from the company's 2001 collapse.
Somewhat contrary to popular approach today, I think everybody should be innocent until proven guilty. And it seems that we've kind of lost that in many of the Enron cases in particular.
Adelphia Communications founder John Regas and one of his sons have just been found guilty of conspiracy. Another son and a company officer were both acquitted. The four men, charged with hiding $2.3 billion in debt at the cable company and deceiving investors to boot. Martha Stewart's request for a new trial turned down. Stewart had wanted a new trial after a prosecution witness was indicted for perjury. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says the country faces a higher risk of terrorist attack as the fall elections get closer. He says Al-Qaeda is moving forward with large-scale plans to disrupt the vote. Another down day on Wall Street. The Dow closed off 69.5 points. The Nasdaq down 31. I'm Rosalind Jordan, NBC News Radio.
When I saw how beautiful she was, I thought, this is just icing on the cake.
He put his things down and kissed me, and he said, not only is your heart beautiful, but you're beautiful on the outside also.
She took my breath away.
Hi, this is Dr. Neil Clark Warren, founder of eHarmony.com. Sometimes a simple love story.